When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
It's time for Shikellamy Braves football on WKOK.
Herring to the 40, to the 50, down to the 40, down the sideline to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Shikellamy!
Shikellamy Braves football is sponsored by Marie Motor Chevrolet, Applebee's and Sealands Grove, APW, Shock Law Offices, Blaze Alexander Ford, Pennsylvania Mentor, Peters Home Appliance Center, Service Electric Cable Vision, Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck, Service First Federal Credit Union, Sunbury Motor Company, UPMC Susquehanna, W&L Subaru, Carpetman, Glick Associates, Purdy Insurance Agency, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Customized Tutoring Services, Shock Physical Therapy, Lackawanna College. And now, Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
For years, this game was played in late October. You'd make the trip up to the shore without a beach, with beautiful colors on the hillside that surround Jersey Shore. Now we're playing it in September, and the colors are just starting to make the turn. The weather hasn't quite made the turn yet either to fall, although we're looking for a crisper night than we've seen in the last couple of nights for high school football here as we reach the middle part of the season, week number 5 of the high school football season here at Thompson Street Stadium in Jersey Shore. Kevin Herr, along with the Chief Dave Ritchie, both of these teams in desperate need of a win, but both of these teams in desperate need of a win for completely different reasons.
Well, basically, Jersey Shore has lost their last two football games to some pretty good football teams themselves, so they're looking to rebound all right and get back on track. The Braves are just looking for a victory. They really have been frustrated. They played well for one or two quarters, sometimes three quarters, and they've lost some opportunities to score because of mental mistakes they made or because of penalties. But it's just been a frustrating year. And, you know, we get frustrated here as we tell people about the game. The coaches are frustrated. Just think how the kids feel. I mean, they practice hard. They're the ones that are out there doing all the drills and running all the reps. And so far, they haven't gotten a win for it. So it would be a great opportunity tonight for them to get their first victory.
I think one of the things, though, with this Shikellamy team is they've had moments where they've played very, very well, and they've had other moments where they've just fallen apart. And earlier, I think you could look at every one of these first four games, including last week. They've played tight games to start, but then I don't know if they run out of gas or they just don't get a chance to get the right adjustments in from the second half, and they just can't hang on, with the exception of the Danville game.
Kevin, I think either one of those work in the Braves situation. But if you know, against Loyal Sock, not getting those two touchdowns in that third quarter after they completely dominated Loyal Sock in that third quarter really, really hurt. I think mentally sometimes, that, you know, it just gets to a point where you wonder, gee, what else can go wrong? I don't think that I think the kids are in good shape. I don't think it's because they get tired. I don't think this fact that some of them are going both ways. I just think that, well, last week we saw a breakdown on the defense, especially on the pass defense, and that's something that the Braves have bent but never broke in the games before that. But last week against Sealands Grove, they did. And, of course, Nate Schoen came off of not getting many yardages against Jersey Shore and Southern, and had some good runs against us.
This is a Jersey Shore team that on paper you would think, well, if we just keep them under control in the running game, we'd be able to stay in it. But Tanner Larson, the senior quarterback, who not only runs the ball quite well, he's actually the leading ball carrier on this team, averaging 6 yards a carry and 6 touchdowns on the ground. But he's also thrown for almost 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns, and only 3 interceptions. He is very dangerous with his feet, and he's very dangerous with his arm. And I think the thing that makes him a true triple threat in a run-pass option high school version, I like to call it, of the RPO, is the fact that he hides the football so very well.
Well, he's 6'2", 180 pounds. That's a pretty nice-sized quarterback, and he's got a lot of body to hide that ball in also. But, Kevin, the Braves, think about it, starting with Riley at Danville and Callahan with Loyal Sock, and last week with Shock at Sealands Grove, and now all of a sudden we have to deal with Larson, who looks to be I would say of all of those, I put him on Riley's level with Riley's ability to throw the ball and run. And just the diversity of those two kids will drive a defensive coordinator crazy. And the Braves have not done a good job with contain. They really have struggled with that.
And as a defensive coordinator, you have to sit back and do we spend one of the 11 defenders and make him a spy? Your job is to follow Lorson. And with his throwing ability, you can't afford to do that.
Yeah, that's a decision that you either have to go all in or on and do the whole game or you get everybody confused. I'm not one of those people. Like, I know in soccer you can mark a good player. In football, sometimes you just have to go with everybody's got to do their job. Linebackers have keys. Offensive line or defensive linemen have to read their blocks. And, of course, you know that your defensive backfield has to watch what's going on. They always tell you that you're a linebacker, that fullback's going to tell you where the play's going a lot of times. And so I think that's what they have to do. Everybody's just got to do their job.
And they have a really good fullback here in Sechrist who doesn't normally carry the ball a whole lot, but he's a great lead blocker, as you mentioned. Here's the other danger is Stanton Westland. Westland, the 6'2", 186 senior, averaging 19 yards a catch, 5 touchdowns, 19 catches, 352 yards. He's the guy on the outside that Lorson likes to target with over half of his passes, as well as a third of his passes and half of the yardage.
I think another factor in this game is the field that they play on. This is a very crowded field. When you're in the middle of the field and you're running to the sideline, you're actually going downhill by quite a bit. And I'm sure the Jersey Shore receivers are very well adapted because they practice on it. This will be the first time the Braves have seen a crowned field like this.
This field has the crown that you would remember at some of the older stadiums. That, you know, the crown to make it run off a little bit easier. When you're throwing from the middle of this field to the sideline, it's actually a 3-foot drop in the pass.
Yes,
so if you're throwing it where you think his hands or his chest is, it actually is going to end up at his knees.
Yeah. And the other factor is just your footwork on a field like this. I think that could be a factor. And that might be one of the reasons why you got one receiver. He's averaging 19 yards per catch. And it's probably not because they go deep with him a lot of times. You know, you run slants, you run outs, and, you know, you catch. And if the defensive back doesn't make a good play, you break yardage for catch and run. So, I'm always impressed with Jersey Shore's football attitude, their physical ability to stay with people, and their just drive, all right? These are very tough kids up here in this district. And not to say that the Shikellamy boys are not, but, you know, you got to strap them on and you got to be ready to give it your best.
Well, you know, the other thing is Coach Tom Gravish has done a great job of bringing a winning tradition and a winning mindset at Jersey Shore. You know, I mean, let's be honest, in the 90s especially, Jersey Shore in the early 90s was the doormat of the league, including in the mid-90s, and then they started to turn the corner in the late 2000s and into 2010 and 2014 with the undefeated season. And you know, Tom Gravish has continued that tradition here at Jersey Shore. All of a sudden, they have a group of kids coming up from the youth programs now that have seen winning. And that makes a big, big difference.
Oh, sure. And, you know, I think sometimes you're only going to be as successful as your youth programs are. And if they've been successful there, you know, winning seems to always build winning. And the Braves, unfortunately, in the last 2 years now have had some difficult times. The kids, I hate to use the phrase, they don't know how to win because they haven't. You know, they've won one game in the last year and a half.
Finding ways to win,
exactly. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it takes the bounce of the football to go the other way than has been going the way the Braves have seen it.
Well, Shikellamy could use some breaks starting here in week 5 of the high school football season, no question about it. Coach Todd Tilford will join us here on the pregame from Thompson Street Stadium when we return. Shikellamy, Jersey Shore, Friday night, week 5 football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW Instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Don't be the talk of the tailgate. Let the tailgate do the talking. Hi, Corey Brown here. Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac, GMC in Sunbury. These deals are just straight jaw-dropping. Try this. We have new 2019 Sierra SLTs in stock with over 20% off. Or find yourself in a new GMC Yukon at 0% for 72 months. We have over 80 used vehicles in stock. Service after sale, second to none. Lowest prices guaranteed, or we'll pay you $1,000. Only right here, Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Good luck to the team from your Sealands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Score big. Let Service First Federal Credit Union help you tackle your personal finances. Their team is eager to help you reach your goals. Are you looking to build wealth, plan for retirement, maybe pay down debt, or simply kick off some projects around your home? Well, they can help you get ready for the financial game. Schedule a financial checkup today. A specialist will review your credit history and create a game plan to help you get and keep your finances in shape. Visit serviceone.org to learn more. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like baking cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
someone cares.
Welcome back to Jersey Shore. Kevin Herr with Coach Todd Tilford of the Shikellamy Braves. Todd, when you look at tonight's matchup with Jersey Shore, it's a really interesting team. I mean, they have a quarterback that can throw the ball. He's very mobile. Is there anybody on your schedule that you can kind of say, you know, let's look at the way we played this team and maybe we could work the same way?
Not really. Yeah, Riley from Danville, he's a tough one too, but I think he's probably one of the best quarterbacks we're facing. And one thing about Jersey Shore is they kind of lately have hung their hat on being simple and knowing what they're doing and being tough, and he's been pretty good and successful, and that's what they've been doing. So it's a unique matchup, and it's really tough to simulate.
Well, and that's exactly the point I was thinking too, because I couldn't think of anybody that matched up very well with them, but or at least similar to him. However, when you look at Larson, he's also really not only a good passer, good runner, but he's really good at hiding the football.
Yeah, he carries out his fakes really well, and he seems like he's really good at improvising too, because he keeps the plays alive and makes plays when he chooses to run or scramble, and it seems like they got really good chemistry with his receivers.
Well, and that's what makes it really tough, because this is kind of like defending an RPO in high school, which is really hard to do when you don't have the linebackers that you do in college and pro. So how do you defend the idea of a glorified run-pass option?
Yeah, we just really simplified it, because they're going so fast, just trying to keep it simple and have our guys, and you know, we have every gap covered, and they just have to stay home and be disciplined.
Now you talk,
sounds easy, right?
Yeah, so I was going to say simple, really. Now you talk about the fact that they're picking up the tempo a little bit. Mm-hmm. How does that make it tougher to sub in guys in and out situationally?
Yeah, even more so than the situations. You know, we have you have a good plan. Like it, by the way they line up, this is what they like to do, but they go so fast, it makes it difficult to make a call. So, again, both sides, you know, substitutions are probably going to be limited. It's going to be important we control it on our side of the ball when we have the ball and just play disciplined.
Well, offense, you said it right there. Ball control is the big thing. The running game has seen some holes open up. It just hasn't been consistent. What's been the missing link there, do you think?
Yeah, we've been missing some holes, and I think we hurt ourselves with penalties in key spots. Like, honestly, we haven't made a whole lot of penalties, in my opinion, but when we have, it seems like they've been in crucial and crunch times that have really hurt us. We haven't been able to, I guess, say, get away with it. So we got to try to clean that up, and we really tried to simplify things on offense for our kids as well, going in there just being confident. They know their assignments and line up and get it done.
How important is it tonight to maybe get out really quick out of the gate? Not necessarily score in the first couple of plays, but to have a solid drive where it does amount to points.
Yeah, with not getting any wins in that win column, it's going to be really important to try to get up, you know. I mean, our kids, you come to our practices, I mean, our kids are enthusiastic, they're having fun, and they keep plugging away, but we just need a little success, because a lot of coaches said, you know, we've played tough, you know, we've played tougher, you know, two, three quarters, we just, you know, just kind of let a couple things get away from us.
Finding a way to win is going to be the big difference for this team moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, a couple years we were 8-2 and all that stuff, you know, the kids are expecting to win and making good things happen, and it's kind of like, you know, lately it just seems like, you know, some of those things have been going against us, but I think we got a positive group of kids, and as soon as we make that play, I think things are going to roll, because we do feel like we've got some winnable games down the stretch.
Well, hopefully that's tonight, Coach. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
At Schock Physical Therapy, our philosophy is simple. We treat patients the way we would want to be treated. With over 20 years of experience, Mark Schock can help you with problems such as neck and back pain, shoulder pain, and joint replacements, as well as sports and workers' comp injuries. At Schock Physical Therapy, we pride ourselves on giving one-on-one attention to our patients in a warm, friendly environment. Come be a part of our family and let us help you. Visit our website at shockpt.com, like us on Facebook, or call today.
Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Injury, pain, suffering. People turn to expensive, addictive drugs and surgery before considering other options for pain. Healing, moving, living. Shamokin Dam Health Center treats the cause of your injury, not just the symptoms. To relieve pain and restore your body to health, when you're ready to work again, play again, live again, call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process.
Call today at 570-286-5855. Or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Jersey Shore, Shikellamy, just about 10 minutes from kickoff here at Thompson Street Stadium. As the lights have come on, enjoying the last Friday night of high school football season this summer, as fall will begin by the end of this weekend. Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups as we have them for the Shikellamy Braves offense for this evening. Braves coming in at 0-4 with Drew Balestrini at quarterback, the 6'1", 165 junior. 18 of 54, four interceptions, a touchdown, 159 yards. He has rushed the ball 28 times for 83 yards. In the backfield, it'll be Joel Durr at fullback. The 5'10", 185 junior leads the team in carries at 33 and carry yardage at 204. He has a touchdown on the ground this year. Colton Simcoe will be the running back. He's a 5'7", 155 sophomore, along with Zaki Nettles, a 5'10", 170 junior. The wide receivers will be John Gittens. He is a 5'9", 145 junior, along with Ryan Castillo, a 6'1", 165 senior. The leading receiver is Mason Brubaker, a 5'9", 150 junior. Seven catches, 114 yards, 16 yards a catch. He is 1 for 2, throwing the ball for 38 yards. The tight end will be Connor Fitzgerald, 6 foot 220 junior, along with Davis Marshall, the 6'4", 210 pound junior. Across the front, right to left, it is Derek Reitz, the right tackle. He's a 6 foot 260 senior. Zach Kemberling, the right tackle, at 6'2", 275. He's a senior. Jared Oaks is the center, 6'1", 265 junior. Billy Nace, the left guard, 6'1", 275 senior. Caden Hoffman, the left tackle, 6'2", 235 sophomore. John Gittens will do the kicking for the Braves, the 5'9", 145 junior. 1 for 3 in PATs with one blocked. He is 3 for 3 in field goals, though, including a 27-yarder. His long, he will also do the punting. They'll match up against the Jersey Shore defense at 2-2 on the season with Ryan Kirshner, the defensive end, a 6 foot 184 senior. The other defensive end will be Gage Wilson with a sack on the year for the 5'10", 175 junior. The tackles will be Lee Springman, a 6 foot 235 junior, along with Carter Peacock, leads the team in sacks with 2 and tackles for a loss with 4 for the 5'11", 205 junior. And part of this 5'2 in the front, the man in the middle is the nose, Colin Samar, 5'11", 205 junior. The two linebackers will be Dawson Sechrist, a 5'9", 172 senior, leading the team in tackles with 49 and does have a safety on the year. Dalton Dugan, the other linebacker, a 6 foot 180 junior with 35 tackles on the year and 2 of those for a loss. Brett Guthrie is the corner. He's a 6 foot 182 senior, leads the team with 2 interceptions. The other corner, Anthony Schaefer, has an interception as well for the 6 foot 175 senior. Owen Anderson is the safety, 6 foot 178 junior, along with Josh Malicki, a 5'10", 192 junior. Jersey Shore now making their appearance in their all-orange uniforms with black numerals, white trim, white stripe on the shoulder, the black JS on an all-orange helmet. And offensively for the Jersey Shore Bulldogs, it'll be Tanner Lorson, a 6'2", 180 senior. He is 65 of 131 in the air, 3 interceptions, 8 touchdowns, 958 yards. He's the leading ball carrier on the team, too, with 51 carries, 305 yards on the ground, and 6 touchdowns. Dawson Sechrist will be the fullback. He's a 5'9", 172 senior, along with Josh Malicki at tailback. Caden Hess is the wide receiver, 6'2", 186-pound sophomore, along with Brett Guthrie. Anthony Schaefer will be joining him at wide receiver, the 6 foot 175 junior. Stanton Westland is the leading receiver, averaging 19 yards a catch on his 19 catches with 5 touchdounds for the 6'2", 186 senior. Across the front, it'll be Carter Peacock at tackle, the 6'1", 230-pound sophomore. Joe Larson at guard, a 6 foot 215 junior. The center will be Seth Ingram, 6 foot 220-pound senior. Eddie Woodring is the other guard, a 6'2", 238 junior. And Colin Samar, the tackle, a 5'11", 205 junior. Cam Allison has not attempted a field goal this year. He is 9 for 13 in PATs for the 5'10", 168-pound junior kicker. Owen Anderson will do the punting. Anderson, a 6'1", 178 junior, averaging 39 yards a punt, a long of 52 and 3 inside the 20. That is for the offensive team for the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. Defensively for the Braves, at defensive end, it'll be Davis Marshall leading the team with three tackles for a loss. For the 6'4", 210-pound junior, Curtis Raker, the defensive tackle, a 5'11", 225 sophomore. Chad Rule is the other defensive end, a 6'3", 195 junior with a sack on the year. Toby O'Connor, the defensive tackle, a 5'9", 250-pound senior. The linebackers, as we see them tonight, a Nate Manier, the outside linebacker at 5'11", 185 senior. The other outside linebacker is Zaki Nettles, a 5'10", 170-pound junior. Gage Wolf is the inside linebacker with a sack on the season, a couple of tackles for a loss, a fumble recovery for the 5'9", 165 sophomore. Eric Schock, the inside linebacker on the other side, leading the team in tackles with 32 for the 6'1", 185 junior. Ryan Castillo is the corner, a 6'1", 165 junior, along with Braden Long, who has a sack and an interception on the year for the 6'1", 185 junior. Drew Balestrini is the safety, a 5'9", 155-pound sophomore that has forced a fumble on his 25 tackles. There's the starting lineups. The opening kick coming up from Thompson Street Stadium next. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
You don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming give students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Football season's here. Are you watching your favorite team on a small and bulky TV? Would you like to be able to see your team scoring that touchdown up close and personal? At Aaron's Rentals, they can help you take that TV home. Courtney at Aaron's says now's the time to come in and talk to her. There are great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery, flexible payments, easy pay, and 6 months same as cash. Visit Aaron's new location, 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove, or aarons.com/Sealands Grove.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with special Jeep pricing for everyone.
We have huge discounts on every new Jeep in stock, up to $6,000 off new Jeep Cherokees to qualified individuals.
We're also discounting every new 2019 Jeep Renegade up to $4,500, and we have over 25 to choose from. It's going to be a fun month.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Well, Welcome back to Thompson Street Stadium here in Jersey Shore with the high school just to our right as we're on the visiting sidelines for tonight's matchup between the Jersey Shore Bulldogs coming in at 2-2 on the season and the Shikellamy Braves coming in at 0-4. Bulldogs have made their appearance to the far side of the field. Shikellamy Braves in their white jerseys, maroon pants, white stripe down the side, numerals and trim on the jerseys in blue, blue helmets with the Chief Shikellamy insignia on the top. We'll take this opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves football.
Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie as we get ready for kickoff between Jersey Shore and Shikellamy. Jersey Shore, as we mentioned, and they're all orange uniforms with white trim and black numerals and lettering in the JS on the side of the all-orange helmet. You know, for years, they were just a plain orange helmet. It reminded you of the Cleveland Browns.
I don't remember that, Kevin. I haven't done many games, so.
Well,
and if they were all white, you know, that would probably make it even look more like the Browns.
I could tell you this, too. Of all the years we've been up here after remnants of hurricanes have gone through. We've been here when there's been some playoff snowflakes. I have seen games in the rain. I have seen games in the mud here. And I have seen games that went to, I believe, a 0-0 finish to go to overtime.
You've been around a long time, buddy.
I've seen a lot of football,
yeah.
Chief.
Well, you know, you and I come up here every winter at least one time.
At least once for basketball. But it's a lot warmer in the gym than it is out here at that time.
Nice night tonight, though. My gosh.
Gorgeous. Can't beat it for late September.
You know, on the Steve Jones show, Steve was talking about, you know, here we are in the fifth game of the season, and we're not even in the third week of September because of the scheduling changes due to the playoff system. We're halfway through a season when we should only be playing the third game.
And it's not even fall yet.
Exactly. and I agreed with him to some point. It just doesn't seem like football weather when it's, you know, we're five games into the season and we're like September 20th.
Well, the Jersey Shore team came out a little bit early because they are honoring the 1949 undefeated season. They had four undefeated seasons here, 22, 31, 49, and then went until 2014 before they had another regular season undefeated season.
Kevin, think about that. That's 70 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, 51 and 19, you know, to get from 49. There were six of those guys out there.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
That's impressive.
Those guys would have to be in their high 80s.
Well, Jersey Shore won the toss. They elected to receive to get things started here tonight. Don't forget, there is very little college football on the radio this weekend on the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting. That's because Penn State is on a bye week. Bucknell is on a bye week. Next Saturday, Bucknell will host Princeton at Christie with a kickoff at 3:30. Penn State will open up Big Ten play next Friday night at Maryland, and because of that game at Maryland, Penn State will be here on WKOK. We will move WKOK's broadcast of Shikellamy Braves football onto 100.9 The Valley. So make sure you remember that next Friday night, 100.9 The Valley, for the Shikellamy football game against Central Mountain at Central Mountain. Gittins will kick it to our left, and deep to pick that one up is Allison. Allison will hand it off. Coming to the near side is Owen Anderson. Flag flies at about the 10. He'll get to the 20, 25, to the 30, knocked off his feet at the 35-yard line. So they tried to hand it off to Anderson after it was Cam Allison who had the ball. Allison does have a 37-yard return, but they decided they did not want him returning that one, and a flag deep at the 5.
Kevin, I like to see that when the two receivers either, you know, fake the handoff or go through with the handoff. Nobody tackled him on that. He ran into his own player. But it looks like it's going to be probably a block, an illegal block against Jersey Shore, and that's going to push it back probably inside the 25-yard line.
Actually,
even further.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that signal was.
Wow.
They mark it It might have been an illegal forward pass. He may have handed that off in front of him instead of back behind him. So that may have been an illegal forward pass because the official went behind his back.
It could be.
And that'll block it all the way back to the illegal forward pass spot and then another 5 yards. Yeah. So that puts it at the 4-yard line.
Well, that's a new one for us, Kevin.
I don't think I've ever seen that. He actually handed it off in front of him, and it became an illegal forward pass. Larson in the shotgun. He'll hand the ball off right up the middle. Not much of a hole, but then a second surge off the left side gives Malicki an opportunity to get across the 5-yard line to the 7-yard line. Gain of about 3.
Well, Gage Wolf and Davis Marshall in on that tackle, Kevin.
In motion quickly. Again, here we go. Rolling out to the near side is Larson. He will find Anderson to the near side. Anderson is punched out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. And that might be enough for a first down. Actually, they're going to spot him at the 16-yard line.
Well, Castillo and also Balestrini in on the tackle. They flooded the right side with 3 receivers, and the person that caught the ball was the back that went in motion and came out in the flat.
Anderson after the 8-yard gain. They'll pitch it now to the left side, and looking for running room is Malicki. Malicki will get stretched out, but he'll get to the sideline, cross the 25 to the 30-yard line, and almost stayed in bounds. I'm going to correct that. That actually was not Malicki. That was Schaefer.
That's because he lateraled it. That's
well, that would explain it then. Okay.
When he got to the end, when he was being tackled, he lateraled it back out to Schaefer.
And that will be a gain of 13. And quickly we go right to the line of scrimmage again. Hurry up offense. Here's the handoff. It goes straight up the gut. This time running the ball is Malicki, actually 30, and 30 is supposed to be Malicki. I thought he was 36, but I guess they had a jersey change that we did not get. And he will run it off the left side for a gain of about 10.
Eric Schock on the tackle.
Shotgun again for Larson. Malicki comes out to the near side. They're going to swing it to him. Good block out there to the 50, to the 45, to the 40 in Shikellamy territory. Spotting him down at the 36-yard line and a gain of 22.
Well, they just missed. Castillo got blocked from behind, Kevin, right in front of the official here. And the Braves coaches are pretty irate about it, but it was not called.
Larson now gets the call to give to Malicki right up the middle. He goes absolutely nowhere. Jared Oaks just seals him right up after a gain of about 1 to the 35-yard line.
Well, Jared made the initial stop, and the linebackers came in and filled in on that one, Kevin. Curtis Raker in now for in a defensive tackle spot.
Braves playing right now a 5-2 defense, a 52 old-style football. On the left side, rolling out is Larson. Flags fly. That pass is tipped up in the air. Intercepted! Intercepted by number 21. That's Brayden Long, who brings it back to the Jersey Shore 47. And I believe this one is going to go against Jersey Shore.
Davis Marshall gets that big 6'4" paw up in the air. Does a nice job containing Larson as he rolled out to the left. Put that ball right up in the air, and Brayden Long said, thank you, Davis, for the block. I'll take it from here.
And that ball went way up in the air, so the penalty is declined. It will be Shikellamy football on the turnover at the Jersey Shore 46, make that the 47-yard line, and Shikellamy in business early on after Jersey Shore drove it from their own 5. Double wing to the far side. Slowly in motion to the near side is that wingman. Now Nettles off the right side and nothing there at all. He might have gotten the line of scrimmage with forward progress, but not much more after that.
Well, that was a tough, tough spot to start out with. Jersey Shore's entire defensive line got up underneath Shikellamy's offensive line, and there was no place for the Z-man to go, Kevin.
Now they'll go with one receiver coming to the near side. That's Brubaker. Wing to the far side. And, yes, this is correct. It is Raker as the wing to the far side. He'll come in motion to the near side. The big man will tap Balestrini on the way through. Here's the pitch to Nettles. Nettles has one man to beat. He's going to do a stop, restart, move ahead, come up with a couple of yards. And then the orange swarm comes in after a gain of 1. good penetration early on there for Jersey Shore by Owen Anderson.
Well, right now they've bottled up Shikellamy's running game. They've gotten 0 yards with two chances here. They've tried to go straight on, off right tackle, nothing, and they tried the left side for a sweep, and they did not get any yardage on that either.
8:45 to go, quickly moving first quarter. No score after the turnover by Jersey Shore on the tip pass. The Braves are having the ball right about midfield at the 47 of their own side. Balestrini slowly to the line, still has some time. Now straight drop, sets up, fires it, zips it in, and trying to make a one-handed catch is Castillo. He got the right hand on it but couldn't pull it in.
Davis almost had that one, or Castillo almost had that one, Kevin. He had the hand out there, and he was wide open. The ball could have been thrown a little bit shorter. He would have been right in his chest, but then you also have to think about, you know, who was in position between Castillo and him. Could have been a linebacker sitting in that spot, too.
And Anderson was ready to tee off on him, too, as the safety comes in. Anderson back deep. And Gittens ready to boot it away from his 35, and it's a high snap. He gets it away after a little bit of pressure. They'll let it hit at about the 30. Now they're going to take it at the 25, going to the far side of the field and tripped up right away. Great defensive play for the Braves by Gage Wolf.
Gage with a nice job.
There was not a lot of return room there for, I believe, that was Hess on the way back there.
Pretty
decided gutsy, to pick it up on a bounce.
Pretty gutsy decision that time. That ball, had nice bounce as it came right up to him. And, you know, if it would have been a little bit lower or higher, I told him to get out of the road. But that time it went right into his chest, and he returned it for a couple of yards.
They'll spread everybody out with a shotgun. Swing pass coming, and it is a high pass, but completed to Malicki. Malicki down the sideline. Malicki in the open field to the 50, to the 40. Cuts it to the numbers, to the 30. Tracked down by Wolf. He breaks the tackle to 10-5. Touchdown. Jersey Shore opens it up on the second series. First play after turning the ball over to Shikellamy and puts six on the board with 8:02 to go here in the first.
Back out of the backfield again, Kevin, a swing pass to the right side. And the initial corner came up and missed the tackle. And when he missed it, he just split the linebacker and the other corner, or the other offensive or defensive back, and he was off to the races. 21, I think that was Braden Long, tried to catch him, but he just couldn't catch up to him.
Here comes Allison, the left-footed kicker, wobbles it through the uprights and good. 8:02 remaining here in the first quarter of play. It is Jersey Shore on their second possession after turning the ball over to Shikellamy. They find the swing pass out of the backfield, reminiscent of week number one, Chief, and then race it off 77 yards for the touchdown.
A little bit different, though, in the fact that they've got receivers on the right side when they bring that back out here in the flat, but the receivers for Danville used to go deep and clear things out. These receivers...
almost quintupled them.
Amazing.
Back deep for Shikellamy will be Nettles to the far side. And to the near side will be Long. Kicking the ball away will be Cam Allison. Allison from the middle of the field. It is a very short kick. Hits it about the 15. Nettles takes it at the 15. Spins around, loses it, gets it back. Now he's going to come to the near side, giving up ground. Slips and falls at the 10-yard line and is snowed under there. That was just hit into no man's land. It was much shorter than the Braves were expecting, and nobody was there.
Kevin, unfortunately, Zaki didn't catch that ball or in the air, and then, of course, he made the mistake that just about everybody makes. Instead of just going upfield, he tried to get around everybody.
Tried to make something out of nothing.
And he probably would have been better off just to take a couple of steps north.
This drive starts at the 9-yard line. First and 10. Here's the handoff, Nettles right side. Nettles finally finds some running room and will come up to the 14-yard line. It'll be a gain of 4 on that carry.
Coach Tilford's running a lot of different people in at the skill positions, Kevin. And that time they went off tackle and they picked up 4 or 5 yards. And instead of, it wasn't a straight on, basically it was some down blocking on the right side, and Braves did a nice job of clearing a hole for Nettles.
One receiver to the near side, that's Brubaker. Coming over to meet him is the wing. That is going to be the blocker for Brubaker, who's going to fire it to a wide open long who can't get it. He overthrew him. Nate Maneer set up the block perfectly that time for number 14, Mason Brubaker, who is 1 for 2, and no one saw Long in the middle of the field, and he overthrew him by 5 yards, or he could have walked in for 6 from the midfield strike.
Jersey Shore had 9 men on the line of scrimmage, and the other 2 were out here defending the 2 receivers that were split out to the left. And their defensive coordinator is probably saying, boy, we lucked out on that one.
Wow. That one is going to be looked at on film on Monday, and they're just going to skip right over that play. Back to pass. Balestrini sets up. Now he's got a rush. He's going to fire. He gets hit from behind, trying to get it to Brubaker. I'll tell you what, lots of pressure on the backside from Owen Anderson, who came from his safety spot to blitz. That'll be a 4th down and 5 now for Shikellamy in a punting situation.
Well, it seems to me that Jersey Shore is not afraid of Shikellamy's passing attack the way that the people that they're putting up front, and very few defenders in the back. And, you know, they're going to have to start trying to hit some quick hitters. You know, going wide on the waggle, just Jersey Shore's been able to beat the blocks and run Balestrini down.
Yeah, it's been a rough one. No pressure this time. Gittins gets it away. Comes to the near side. Owen Anderson will pick it up at the 40. And he will be snowed under at the 38-yard line by a host of Shikellamy Braves. And Jersey Shore will have it starting in Shikellamy field position with 6:58 remaining here in the first quarter of play. And Jersey Shore leading it by a 7-0 score.
Well, Wolf, Semko, and Shock. Nice coverage. Got him as soon as he caught the ball. Put him down.
So the Shikellamy 32-yard line, or I'm sorry, 36-yard line. Scoreboard says 32, but it's 36. 4 receivers, shotgun, sidecar left. Braves defense has to shift. Lorson rolls out, pump fakes, fires it along downfield. He's got a man, and he completes it at the 10-yard line. And down to the 5, and being spun down at the 5-yard line is Stanton Westland, the wide receiver. And that one will go down as a gain of 27.
He got behind Braden Long, and it was that pass was spot on, Kevin.
Right on.
Hit him in stride at about the 10-yard line.
And quickly, right back to it. Here's the handoff. Maliki right up the middle. Might have come up with enough for the touchdown, and he does. Late call from the official, but he found enough yardage, 4 of them, as a matter of fact, to run it in. And the Jersey Shore Bulldogs, with 6:39 to go here in the first quarter, take a 13-0 lead.
Well, they got good field position to start inside the Braves' territory, and 2 plays, they were down and scored again, Kevin. So how big was the overthrowing of that pass?
Oh, that changes the complexion of the game a ton.
You know.
Snap, set, kick. It is drifting to the left, and it is no good. So it'll remain 13-0 with the kick being no good.
Almost looked like somebody might have got a piece of that, but I don't think they did, Kevin. I don't think so either. Just came off of his foot the wrong way.
I agree with you completely. It looked like it just came right. The left-footed kicker just seemed to slide right off his toe a little bit more than instep. Don't forget, we're going to be looking for the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. And I'll tell you what, the opening drive, I thought, might have been it with Shikellamy's interception, and then it changed to Maliki's 77-yard touchdown reception. Well, that was a big one.
They've scored quickly now, Kevin. There hasn't been any sustained drive. They had a sustained drive on the first one when they received the kickoff, and that was stopped with the interception after Davis Marshall knocked the ball up in the air. But since then, it's been 1 play for a touchdown and 2 plays for a score. Covering the length of the field. Not the length of the field, excuse me. The first one was the length of the field.
Yes.
But the second one was, you know, they were probably at the Shikellamy 40-yard line.
Don't forget, we'll be looking for the Blaze Alexander Ford tough game of the week, and that one is going to be matching up Loyal Sock and Montoursville tonight. There's a wobbler, and that hits between both players. It rolls into the end zone, and they're going to have to take it out because it didn't quite make the end zone. And they're going to come all the way to the near side as Long comes and gets to about the 9-yard line before he is smacked down at about the 9. And the Braves, again, in the shadow of their own goalpost, as the official right there, the ball did not touch the goal line and go through into the end zone, so it was not a touchback. The Braves had to return it.
Well, folks, if you can imagine 2 outfielders chasing down a fly ball, a high can of corn, and both think the other person has it. That's what happened with Shikellamy's two the people that were back there for the kickoff.
That was right
between them.
Perfect analogy. In motion is Raker to the near side. He's the wingback tonight. Here's the handoff. Rushing for a little bit of room is Durr, and Durr got popped as he hit the 12-yard line. This is a very swarming defense by Jersey Shore.
On that play, the fullback has to make a block on the linebacker, and that time the fullback for Shikellamy ran into the linebacker but did not deliver a blow, and the linebacker just shedded him and made the tackle, Kevin. He was the only person that was standing between the runner getting a lot of yardage and getting stopped for 1 or 2 yards.
Balestrini will bring him up to the line. Brubaker to the near side at the 12-yard line, 2nd and 8. From the Shikellamy 12, handoff right side, Nettles. Nettles finds a seam, and he will nose ahead to the 19-yard line.
That's good pickup, Kevin.
Yeah, that might be close to a first down. He's going to be just about a yard short by the looks of it. Give him 7 on that carry. It'll bring up 3rd down and 1. And Shikellamy trying to get to the line right away. And I'm not exactly sure. I think the official spotted the ball wrong. They are going to respot the ball just at the 19-yard line. He was about a yard short, so Shikellamy was going to go on first sound and try and get that extra yard, but the officials had the ball spotted in the wrong spot, so they're going to have to call a regular play now.
Tough spot for the Braves. They were ready to run that play, try to get a quick snap and pick the yardage up before the defense from Jersey Shore could get set. Well, now you're going to see everybody in the gap here, Kevin. Look at that.
Yeah, there is 8 men in the box on this one. Actually 9, and they'll sneak it for the yard, and they'll get 2 to the 21. 1st and 10, Shikellamy, with 5:16 and counting to go in the first quarter of play. 13-0, Jersey Shore.
Kevin, that was not on first down. That was on first touch. And there was no basically
there was no sound.
When Balestrini came up, as soon as he put his hand up underneath the center, he snapped it, and they caught Jersey Shore not on their heels a little bit and picked up the 2 yards.
I'll tell you what, if they didn't have 8 guys in the box, that could have gone a long way. Because you're right, they were not ready at all.
They're 8 again here, Kevin.
And again, 8 guys in the 5 yards within the line of scrimmage. And Balestrini will try and roll out, and he is going to be hog-tied down at about the 15. They'll give him forward progress, fortunately, to the 19-yard line.
Well, you have 5 offensive linemen trying to block 7 or 8 down linemen for Jersey Shore this time. You just run out of people to block, and if your backs don't help out, and that was a naked bootleg.
Yep.
And the defensive end or whatever he is over there, because it's hard to tell what position they're in because there's so many in the gaps.
He's the linebacker end.
Yeah, the line, whatever. And he was not fooled.
Well, right? And here's the other thing. Everybody go, well, if you got an aggressive defense, then throw a counter in or a screen. Well, there's no time to do the screen, that's for sure. And back to pass, Balestrini. Balestrini gets crushed again. There was absolutely no time at all. And racing in there for Jersey Shore,
Ryan
number
Kirshner.
31 is Kirshner.
I mean, he was rolling out to the right, and about the time he looked up, there was Kirshner right where he was headed. It's almost like he knew where he was going, Kevin.
Well, depending on the scoring, that might have been a run, might have been a pass. We couldn't really tell for sure, but he has 1 sack on the season, but that will be his 4th tackle for a loss. 3rd down and 19, all the way back for the Braves, almost started at the 11-yard line. They lost the entire first down that they just got. 3 receivers far side in the middle of the field, moving right to left. Balestrini back to pass. He's looking near side for Marshall. Marshall sets up, makes the catch at the 39-yard line. 28 yards on the pass and catch to Marshall, who just sat up right underneath it and did a nice job of shielding the defender from the ball.
He's 6'5", Kevin, and he gets the back defensive back turned around on the inside of him, and he just, you know, catches it like he's like it's a pop-up.
Balestrini back to pass, rolling out to the near side, intending the pass for Brubaker. It's tipped and incomplete, but a flag coming as it will be, I believe, a hold here right about the line of scrimmage at the 39-yard line.
Well, from where it's where it was thrown, and that's
and
what
it is,
Kevin, a hold against the Braves.
Our referee, Joe Brown, says holding against Shikellamy, so that will march it back from the spot of the foul at the 39-yard line back to the 29.
It should be back to the 29-yard line. Yeah. You are correct.
I for a minute I froze. I couldn't do any math.
Well, they're not lines aren't the best out there tonight, Kevin.
Well, the numbers are a little small. The numbers are probably about 4 feet long. I'm used to Shikalimi's numbers, which are a lot bigger.
They only look that big.
They're only about as big as an inch of the width of your finger when you measure it from here. That's true. Shotgun formation. Balestrini back to pass. Pocket collapses. He tries to break a tackle. He runs ahead for a gain of a couple to the 31-yard line. It'll be second down and 17, make it 18 at the 31-yard line. They'll actually get a spot him just beyond that.
He has no time for any pass pattern to develop that's got any timing or length to it.
You're absolutely right. And Liza joining us in the back of the booth tonight as our statistician.
And I am not being critical of the offensive line. There's just a lot of people that have to block.
That's exactly right. There's
a lot of guys to be blocked.
Now they'll spread everybody out a little bit. Three receivers to the near side. Ball at the 32-yard line. Second down and 26. Balestrini rolling out. He gets to the corner to the 35 and is pushed out of bounds into the Jersey Shore remaining teammates on the sideline. And that will put him still short of the original first down marker. It'll be a gain of about five, third down and 14 at the 35-yard line.
Well, comes off the grass, and as soon as you're off the grass you're on stones right away. Nobody really hit him once he was out of bounds. He just fell.
He just ended up rolling his cleats in the stones.
And that's how you get hurt, Kevin.
That's exactly right. There is no sideline here at Jersey Shore whatsoever. Three receivers near side. Balestrini far hash mark in the shotgun. He's going to quickly fire it out, and that is incomplete. Confusion there on the offensive side. Castillo was coming in on a little bit of a slant pattern, had some blockers in front of him. It was thrown over his head, and really Anthony Schaefer, the cornerback for Jersey Shore, was the closest to it.
Those kinds of plays, Kevin, the ball has to be thrown at a certain time and also to a certain area. And when that ball was released, all three receivers were probably past where they were supposed to get the ball, and the ball fell behind them.
It's got to be right on the money. Everybody's got to be timing on that. It's got to be timing. Good snap, not much pressure. Gittens gets it away, a wobbler. It'll be taken at the 37-yard line, up the far sidelines by Malecki. He'll get to the 50, and they'll spot him out of bounds at the 47-yard line of Shikalimi.
Kevin, except for the interception by Braden Long, the Braves have been deep in their own territory every time they've had the football.
And extremely deep.
And Jersey Shore is, again, inside Shikalimi territory as they're at probably the Shikalimi 48-yard line or 47.
Our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week has Montoursville leading Loyal Sox 7-0 in the first. Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. So Jersey Shore now with their fourth possession have been two touchdowns and a turnover on their opening possession. Here's the handoff, Malecki. No, it's going to be Larson himself. He's got the corner all by himself to the 40, to the 35. One man to beat down the sidelines, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. 47 yards, as I said in the pregame, Chief. Larson hides the ball so well. The handoff looked like it was going to Malecki, hit the ball off his right hip and took it in. For the touchdown, 47 yards.
Well, every time they ran that motion, they've given it to Malecki as he would go off the left side. And they just cleaned Shikalimi's left side of their defense. They sealed the corner. The defensive end was caught inside. And the wide receiver did a great job of blocking the safety downfield. And Larson did the rest.
Kick is good. The extra point is good this time. And that will make it 20-0. Jersey Shore with 1:39 to go here in the first quarter of play.
Kevin, Jersey Shore has ran very few plays, and they have three touchdowns.
You're absolutely right. Their longest drive was the first drive of the game where they turned the ball over about midfield. Every other drive has been, I think the longest drive was two plays.
This is the second time they've scored on the first time they've got the punt and set up.
Let's take a look at the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out of town scoreboard. Sealands Grove leads Berwick second quarter now, 7-6. Shamokin over Lewisburg, 6-0 in the second. Mifflinburg 14, Warrior Run nothing in the second. South Williamsport and Bloomsburg are still scoreless. Jim Thorpe leading Midwest 14-0 in the first. Line Mountain 14, Millersburg nothing in the second. And Milton 6, Danville nothing in the second.
That's a surprise.
That is a surprise at Ironman Stadium, too. Here comes the kick from Allison. He will send it to Nettles at the 7, to the 10, 15, 20, up the numbers, down to the sideline. Almost got his head ripped off at the 25-yard line. Very close to being a face mask. Shikalimi coaching staff and fans want that. But it really, it was close, but I don't think it was a face mask. He got him right up underneath the helmet.
Well, you hit somebody high around his shoulder pads, you're gonna get that jerk effect as he goes down. But again, the Braves at their own 25-yard line.
At the 25-yard line, Shikalimi will take over here. 1:32 to go in the first quarter. Jersey Shore leading by a score of 20-0. Shikalimi trying to get some offense going. Now Balestrini's going to work on his helmet. Ball on the far hash mark. One receiver far side, wing to the near side. They're going to hand it off right side. It's going to be Durr, it is Durr. Durr carries two tacklers across the 30 all the way to the 34-yard line. That'll be good for 9.
The line did a great job. With all those people up on the line of scrimmage for the defense from Jersey Shore, they split the two defensive linemen on that side, and the halfback got the linebacker, and Joel Durr went about 5 or 6 yards before anybody even touched him. And then, like you said, Kevin, he took a couple of people with him.
One receiver to the far side of the field. That's Brubaker. Backs are split and offset on the double tight unbalanced formation. Right side, Durr again. Durr will now push things through for an easy first down, gain of 5. As the clock winds down to 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Braves' running game has been very right-handed, Kevin. Very right-handed. And I think they've only run one running play to the left side. But, again, there was a hole there. There was a chance for Joel Durr to hit that hole and get a little bit of energy as he went up off of the right tackle.
Ball at the 39-yard line, 1st and 10. 8 on the play clock as the Braves break it. Coming to the near side. One receiver to the near side. Now the ball's going to go right. I think that might have been fumbled at the snap.
Jersey Shore said
they have it, but I think he swiped it after the whistle blew. And the officials, I believe, are agreeing as well. Clock will continue to wind. It'll bring up the end of the first quarter play. After the first 12, it is Jersey Shore 20, Shikalimi nothing. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Here's Kyle from W&L Subaru to introduce the new draft picks for the impressive 2020 Subaru lineup.
Check out the newly redesigned 2020 Subaru Outback and Legacy models. They offer a new, rugged, and sporty design and upgraded technology with 11 inches of touchscreen control.
Come explore the 2020 Subaru Outback and Legacy models today at W&L Subaru in Northumberland or during the Bloomsburg Fair on C Avenue.
Drive like a champion with a new Subaru from W&L. Find us online at WNLSubaru.com.
Customized tutoring services provide students one-on-one tutoring opportunities, including math. Supplement students' math content from pre-algebra to calculus. Continue the education conversations outside of school. CTS introduces students to different perspectives and study habits for improving retention, understanding, and test scores. Your student can join the hundreds in our valley who've been motivated and educated by CTS. Sign up now. CTS Downtown Lewisburg on Facebook and CustomizedTutoringServices.com. Customized tutoring services for every age and any stage.
Reset the clock with 12 minutes on it, and the Braves will have the ball 1st and 10 at the 39-yard line. Actually, it should be 2nd and 10 at the 39 after the fumble that ended the first quarter that they recovered on the snap. Balestrini with a one wing to the near side. They're going to pitch it. It's going to go to Manier. He's going to throw it downfield for Brubaker, who was well covered that time by Brett Guthrie, who was not faked out on that play.
They stayed right with Brubaker as he went downfield. And, again, it was a quick pitch. to Menear. And, you know, Jersey Shore pursues so well laterally, Kevin, that, I mean, Nate didn't even have a chance to set and throw that ball. He had to throw it on the run.
Yeah, and I don't know. He would have had to have made a pinpoint perfect pass.
It just looks like, you know, many times we think that the defense for Jersey Shore is being overwhelming, but they're just doing their jobs, Kevin. They're reading their keys. I think they've scouted the Braves well. They've basically covered everything the Braves have tried to do for them.
Or there's 22 guys on the field. I'm not sure which. The Braves take a timeout because they were running out of time on the play clock with 11:54 to go here in the first half. It is 20-0 in favor of Jersey Shore. The Braves with a third down and 11 from their own 38 coming up. Also coming up in the postgame, the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. We'll pick the play that we think made the difference or changed the direction in the ball game. Eagles football comes up on Eagle 107 this weekend on Sunday with the Eagles at the link to host the Lions. Pre-game show starting at noon. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick with the kickoff at 1. And the Steelers look for win number 1 Sunday afternoon as they head to San Francisco. Pre-game on 100.9 The Valley begins at 2:25. Kickoff at 4:25 with Bill Hillgrove, Tom Chilkin, and Craig Wolfley. That's on 100.9 The Valley. And, of course, you're home for the NFL in primetime right here on WKOK. Sunday night football, it's the Rams and the Browns at 7:30. And then we'll have some Thursday night football next week with the Eagles and Packers at 8. That should be an entertaining one next Thursday.
How about the Jaguars last night, Kevin?
It was a lot more entertaining game than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be very, very boring.
Balestrini under center with backs offset on this 3rd and 11 play from the Shikellamy 38-yard line. Jersey Shore just inching to go. And you know what? They're picking up their heels and driving in and actually drew Shikellamy's movement on that one.
Well, the flanker for Shikellamy, the wingback, had his weight on his front toes, and a lot of times if the call's delayed or somebody moves across from you, you know, it's just hard to keep your balance, and that's why the Braves. That's why the Braves had a motion call against them.
Yeah, there is so much movement in that jersey. They don't move around, but they just move forward and hitch a little bit. That would be the best way to put it.
Playing Silsgrove last week, the Braves should be used to that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Balestrini, hard count, almost drew Jersey Shore off. Back to pass, has some time. Sets up, looking long downfield. There's a lot of contact. And it's intercepted, intended for Marshall, picked off by Schaefer, his second interception of the season. It was triple covered on that one, and really Marshall was trying to go up. There was a little contact. It was all incidental, and nobody really got an advantage from it. And I think that's why you didn't see any laundry on the field.
Well, everybody was going for the ball, so it wasn't like somebody was running into somebody to keep them. And they all were looking back at the ball. That's another thing that the officials look at, but you're right. Davis Marshall, there were three people on him as he ran that post pattern.
Ball at the 36-yard line of Jersey Shore, their second-worst field position of the game. Here's the pitch. Nope, it's going to be a handoff up the middle instead. This one goes to Sechrist, the fullback, only his 25th carry of the season. He'll pick up a gain of 5 to the 41-yard line, and they're back on the line again.
Nettles and Wolf on the tackle from their linebacker position.
High formation this time, and oh, nice job of shooting in there by Gage Wolf. Easily takes down Malicki that time, or Sechrist that time, and dropped him for no gain.
Well, he got him at the line of scrimmage, and then Nettles again finished him off. So the two linebackers have made the last two defensive stops.
Jersey Shore back in the eye now. Three-step drop, firing it long to the near side, and it is in and out of the hands of Weston. Decent coverage there by Castillo, but that ball was right on the money.
That was great coverage by Castillo. That ball was thrown right at the right spot, and the receiver almost made the catch on that, Kevin.
And we're looking at possibly the first punt for Jersey Shore tonight.
Well, the Braves with two good stops on running plays by Jersey Shore as they tried to go off tackle both times. The linebackers did their job and got good pass defense by Castile, so they are going to punt it, Kevin.
Anderson, the punter, averaging 39 yards a punt. This one is not going to go anywhere near 39 yards. Brubaker's going to let it hit. Oh, now it's going to take a beautiful roll all the way down to the 19-yard line. That ball hit about the 35-yard line, and the way it was spinning, it looked like it was going to spin and head right toward Jersey Shore, and it didn't. It headed right toward Wellsboro.
Kevin, how many times have we talked about this? You come up and make the fair catch, and I saw all the coaches from Shikellamy, you know, waving their hands in the air. There's a little bit of a discussion here.
I don't know what's going on with the
official.
Is there a flag on that side of the field? I can't quite tell. Yeah, there is a flag on that side of the field. There's a flag at about the 32-yard line, and they're pointing towards Shikellamy, but I did not see our official Joe Brown do a signal. And, of course, we are on the opposite side as the official press box, so it is holding against Shikellamy. And that will spot it at the 19-yard line. So that's where the Braves will take over. We're opposite on the visiting stands, opposite of the main press box, so the official turns the other way.
Now they're moving. I thought that's where the ball hit.
Okay, so that's where that's where they're going to spot it from.
Back to the nine.
So that puts it back to the nine.
Again, the Braves'
good call.
Field position stinks.
Yeah, the Braves have started at the 10, at the 25, at the 9, at the 5. There's a lot of single digits there. There's the handoff near side to Nettles to about the 9-yard line, and that's about where that drive or where that possession started.
Good. It was a good defense by Jersey Shore that time. He got nothing on that, Kevin.
Lights taking full effect here as we get dark before 8 o'clock now. Actually, dark before 7:30. We lose 2 hours of darkness in the next month, Chief.
Incredible.
That's tonight's fun fact, folks. On the far side of the field, that's Brubaker. Moving a man in motion, Raker, that's the wingback to the far side. Under center, Balestrini, he will quickly hand it to Durr, and Durr is just plowed over. I mean, there's just no way to describe that, because Colby McKibben, the sophomore, just ran right over him, honestly.
And Gabe Packer from his linebacker position for Jersey Shore, you know, again, helped to push him back.
Wow.
I mean, nothing, Kevin. Two running plays, 0 yards gained.
Wow.
But what are you going to do down here inside your 10? The way that the defense is swarmed for Jersey Shore, sprinting out is going to just lose yardage for you also.
Backs are offset. Balestrini hands it off. Then making a man miss is Durr. Durr will cut it to the outside. He's got the first down. Down to the 25 and to the 27-yard line. And he's brought down there with the best run of the night for Shikellamy.
They've run that play the last time twice and got a first down out of it. Again, the halfback making the block on the linebacker frees up the only person that's going to be in that hole. And that time, Durr did a nice job of seeing the seam to the inside, and he took it and went towards the Jersey Shore bench and picked up the first down.
Gain of 18 on that play. Under center, Balestrini. He's going to send Raker in motion as they move left to right here in this corner. Here's the inside handoff. This one goes to Nettles. He will come across the 30 to the 32-yard line.
Kevin, they keep doing this. They keep pounding like that. That's the off of Jersey Shore's left defensive side. They've done a very good job. That's 5-6 yards on that carry.
Yep.
Just can't make any mistakes. No holding. No in motion penalties here. And get a good old drive here before the half's over and get on the board.
It also ends up getting your secondary to cheat up a little bit, and then you do have a chance for an open receiver if you want to go that route. Castillo on the far side of the field, wing to the near side, that's Raker. Raker playing wing tonight will slide behind the back, and he'll go right up, be the lead blocker for Durr, who got stacked up and hammered at the 36-yard line. This is a punishing Jersey Shore defense and a late flag, as there might have been some extracurricular activity underneath the pile. Nettles was late getting up with Carter Peacock.
And it's against Shikellamy. It's against Nettles, the ball carrier, isn't it?
Actually, I thought it was Durr that carried that one, but maybe you're right.
Well, Nettles, they pointed to number 20. See, Kevin?
That's the mistake you can't make. Right.
And now we get a personal foul.
Yep. That's the mistake you can't make. The officials are talking this one over deeply.
You have to control your emotions. All the Braves, their Braves are standing back at their 20.
Oh, yeah. I just don't understand why we're discussing it as long as we have been. I think they're discussing where the ball's supposed to be. Now they're still talking about it. Now Coach Tilford comes out, and he's looking for an explanation. And here's the dead ball personal foul against Shikellamy. Dead ball, fourth down. So that will march it 15 yards from the 20, about the 35-yard line.
Kevin.
It shouldn't be fourth down. You're right.
It should be third down.
You do not lose. Well, no, it is a dead ball foul, so you would lose the down.
That would only
go to fourth down.
That was only second down, Kevin.
Gotcha.
So now it's third down.
And I think that's what Coach Tilford's saying right now.
Well, it's third and 33. They have it right here on the marker.
And now the official signaled fourth down with a closed fist. I think that was a mistake.
I think they're asking for an explanation exactly what the player
did.
That
could very well be. And, well, the official still, the referee still says fourth down.
It's third
down. It's third down. The back judge here confirms it. No, he says fourth down.
It can't be fourth down.
I agree with you. It was a dead ball foul.
It cannot be fourth down.
It was, that was a second down
second
play.
Second down run, then there's a penalty. You don't lose.
It's third down.
It was, there was a second down play.
The penalty dead ball.
It would have been a right, and so, it's after the play.
So it's third down.
So it's third down.
This
now
is,
the side judge is coming in and helping out our official.
When you have six now officials and they don't know what down it is, that's bad.
Well, now, here's the thing. Every official, or at least most every official, is supposed to carry a strap on their hand that they move finger to finger to signify what down it is. So now they're going to get together and see which officials have what finger, what strap on what finger. Now the side judge is now saying third down, but he's going back in the huddle. I feel like I'm doing play-by-play for a boxing match right now.
Well, play-by-play what the official's doing. Well, we're upset because of the personal foul, which should not have happened.
And now
the officials are trying to figure out. Everybody in the stands knows it's third down, Kevin.
Well, it is third down. So now we have conferred. It is officially third down. We could have saved them 15 minutes if they just would have had listened to the broadcast online
exactly.
Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation's app. You get that here. You got good cell signal here. Balestrini in the shotgun. Three receivers to the far side on this third and 14. Back to pass. Stepping up in the pocket. Now running out of the pocket. Now rolling. Firing it downfield for Marshall. Overthrew him. Picked off on the backside. Coming back the other way is Cameron Allison. Allison to the 45, and he is planted at the 42-yard line by Castillo, who gets up hobbling.
That's not good, Kevin.
No, it is not.
He made a nice tackle.
And he is grabbing his right leg.
Well, Mike Elder's out there to check things out.
Coach Tilford's coming out and joining him as well. This will give us an opportunity to take a look at the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out-of-town scoreboard here as we have 7:50 to go here in the first half of play. Berwick leads Selins Grove in the first half, in the second quarter right now, 16-7. Lewisburg 7, Shamokin 6 in the second. All these second quarter scores now. Mifflinburg 21, Warrior Run nothing. Hughesville and Wellsboro tied at 7. Jim Thorpe 14, Midwest nothing. Danville now leads Milton 7-6. Mount Carmel 10, North Schuylkill 7. And Line Mountain 14, Millersburg nothing. As we look at our Blaze Alexander Ford tough game of the week, we see Montoursville now leading Loyal Sock by a 14-0 score in the second. Again, 7:50 to go here in the second quarter. Still working on Castillo, and they are working in the vicinity of the right leg.
They're going to get him up here, Kevin.
Jersey Shore leading it 20-0. Castillo getting up with assistance. And he will hop on the left leg as the right leg he gingerly puts pressure on right now. Jersey Shore with the second interception of the game for their defense, third turnover overall.
I am not going to say what the Braves can't do anymore because they end up doing it.
Are you trying a little reverse psychology?
I don't know.
Well, the ball in Chickalamy territory once again at the 43-yard line with 7:50 to go. Jersey Shore with the ball. Lorson will have it. He'll run the option. He will find a hole up the middle of the field. He gets to the 30, tripped up at the 25. Brubaker with a touchdown-saving tackle. They'll spot him down actually at the 27-yard line.
Well, Kevin, he's not only 6'2", 180 pounds, but he's got a lot of get up and go, and he just went.
Got up and went?
Yeah, I mean, they contained him, so he cut it back up inside, and there was nobody there, and picks up a first down.
Lorson with a shotgun, sidecar right, four receivers. He'll roll out to the far side on the waggle, looking, firing it, hits the crossing receiver, and he will get him at about the 15-yard line, down to the 10. Fumbled it, and Shikalini hopped on the ball. Did they stay in bounds, though? And the official signals Jersey Shore football. Wow. The reception made by Hess.
Kevin, there was another Jersey Shore receiver over there. I think when that ball came out, he hopped on it as Shikalini was going for it, too.
It was really, really close. Hess ended up with the catch. And they'll spot it down to the 10-yard line, first and 10, and Jersey Shore trying to go super fast, and a timeout by Shikalimi.
Yeah, defensive coordinator Jim Irmert, I think, wants to go out and have a little talk with the boys. Well, that's two plays, and they're down inside the 10. So do they go to three plays to score? Because they've been it's been very few plays on their drives.
That's a good point. We'll have the Service Electric halftime report on the way at the half. Scores and highlights from around the region. And we'll also have a look at some of the events coming up this weekend on WKOK and on the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation.
Who caught that pass for Jersey Shore?
It looked like Caden Hess to me.
I think that's who it was.
Because
a reason I ask is our statistician's
clarifying.
And
listen, when I get numbers from Don Leitzel, I believe them.
There was one of the best statisticians was Millard Ludwig from Millville.
Oh yes,
Don Leitzel rivals Mr. Ludwig.
I knew Millard. Shotgun sidecar right. Lorson, the quarterback, from the Shikalimi 10-yard line. He'll fire it to Anderson. Anderson gets a beautiful block on the near side. That is going to be a penalty, though. That is going to be a blindside block penalty. That is a point of emphasis this year. Some would call it a crackback block. It's going to be a personal foul for a illegal block. They'll call it a blindside block at the 11-yard line.
Even though your head's in front and you hit the person in the front?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you
hit him in the side and it's behind the play, they're going to call it for a blindside block.
No, it's a
safety call.
It's just protect kids.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Doesn't help number 20, though, that time.
No.
Because, I mean, he really took a pop.
No, Nettles took a hit.
Wow.
So it's going to be first and 10 now at the 28. I don't even think it's first and 10. It'll be about first and 28. Back to pass, Lorson. He will fire it over to Anderson. Anderson at the 20, at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Jersey Shore.
First of all, he's wide open in the flat. There's no pressure on the quarterback. Lorson just sets up behind his tackle, throws it out in the flat, and then... He was so wide open, he went 10 yards before somebody got to him. And then it was missed tackle, touchdown.
6:35 to go here in the second. 26-0 in favor of Jersey Shore with the extra point from Cam Allison pending. He missed one earlier. High snap control. That one went right into the belly of Raker. Raker was coming in on the block. That one actually hurt his hand. I mean, he took that one right in the belly.
Those left-footed kickers.
Well, they are left-handed.
The left-handed kicker.
Technically, they are left-handed, usually.
Yeah, well, I hope so. But that left-footed kickers, it really seems strange to look at the way they set up.
Oh, yeah, because you have the holders on the opposite side. And
that's got to be tough for the holder, too.
It's, oh, yeah.
You know, very unorthodox, unless you have a left-handed holder. You need a left-handed snapper?
Now you're starting to sound like when we took the kids to scout camp and we'd send them around looking for a left-handed tent wrench or a right-handed smoke shifter.
Yeah. or a flux capacitor.
I had my son running all over camp one year looking for a left-handed smoke shifter because we had one of the dads who was left-handed.
Yeah.
And he kept bringing back right-handed ones. Here comes the wobbling kick. Spins at about the 15, rolls to the 10, picked up at the far side, looking to run it back for Shikalimi is long. He'll find some room off the side. Now he goes down the sidelines all the way down to the 30 to the 40 and slid out of bounds at the midfield strike.
Well, Braden showed a little bit of speed there. He did a nice job when he picked that ball off the turf. It was spinning away from him and came right up the field, found a seam, got outside then and he had one person to beat, and now they brought it back, Kevin. They brought it back to the 42.
Yeah, he stepped out of bounds there. Shikalimi, 43-yard line.
Yep. Great return by Braden Long.
Shikalimi, 43-yard line, where the Braves will have it. 6:27 to go before the Service Electric halftime report. 26-0, Jersey Shore leading. One receiver to the near side, that's Shock. In motion, Nettles, the wing to the near side. Under center, Balestrini, he's going to wait and wait and wait, Humble. And now he loses the handle on the ball, and he is just completely swarmed under. Springman will come up with the tackle at the 40-yard line.
Wow. You know, Kevin, when you're up 26-0 and you've been in your opponent's backfield all night long, you just, you know,
you can sell out,
well,
too, every time.
You just lay back yep. those ears and go, baby.
Yep, and that's exactly what they did there.
And that snap was fumbled, and there was no chance that Balestrini was ever going to come out of there.
Loss of four on the play. Balestrini again under center. He's been under center a lot tonight. Raker in motion. Five-step drop. Back to pass. He is under pressure. He is rolling out. He is running. He is trying to find anything he can. Oh, wow. He got stood up, and then a shot right in the chest from one of the safeties coming in late, Vaculo, and it was a clean hit. It was just one of those that you hate to see because he was stood up and basically was free.
You know, when you're stood up like that, blow the whistle.
There was a free shot that time on Balestrini. He's going to lose a couple. It'll be third down and 14 at the 39-yard line, clock winding near the five-minute mark here of the second quarter, and Shikalimi's going to have to take their final timeout here.
I'm not quite getting the strategy. Using the full amount of the 42nd clock, and with, you know, I could see if they were down to a point where it was down that the quarter was going to end or the half was going to end, but there's 5 minutes left in this second quarter.
I'm wondering.
What do you think, Kevin?
Well, my thought is they're trying to run out the clock so that they don't. As much time off the clock as they possibly can.
Well, yeah, that I understand.
Well, no, so that they don't have enough time to score two more times and open up the second quarter in the mercy rule.
Yeah, that's true.
A second half, rather, not second quarter. That's my suspicion.
Jersey Shore, their ability to strike quickly has just amazed me tonight.
They have done that. They have had a couple of one-play drives, a couple of two-play drives, and I think a five-play drive, and that's been about it. That has been about it. Matter of fact, Shikalimi may have actually touched the ball on offense more than Jersey Shore has tonight, which is an unusual statistic.
Well, the 25-second clock now is down to 15.
Yeah, they're coming out of the huddle really late on this one.
They're not going to get this off, Kevin, and they can't call a timeout.
8 seconds on the play clock. They are out of timeouts. They get under the line with five. Balestrini in the shotgun with three, two, gets it off. Back to pass, steps up, looks, fires it, and trying to find on the wheel route
it
that
time.
It
would be open if he would have the time to throw the ball.
Long on the somewhat real wheel route.
He has to throw the ball before you get out along the sideline. And you got to be able to get it up in the air, and he just is. You know, you can see Drew back there. He's been hounded all night long. That his feet are moving constantly.
Oh, I was going to say he'll be running in his nightmares tonight. Gettins now ready to boot the ball away at about his own 25-yard line. Two back deep, their own 30 to return. Not much pressure on this one. Giddens gets a decent one back. Fair catch waved for at the 29-yard line by Anderson. And that's where Jersey Shore will take over. That was a weak fair catch, though.
Mark Giddens has done a nice job of punting tonight, Kevin.
He has.
He's done a great job. That was a stellar punt. Had it up in the air, gave the Braves time to cover, and forced Jersey Shore to call for a fair catch.
So Shikellamy's defense will be out on the field. Jersey Shore will bring out Westland to the near side, rather.
I-backs this time, Kevin.
Yep, I-backs once again. We saw that earlier on. Sends a man in motion. That's Hess. Hand off right up the middle, and a nice open field tackle there by Davis Marshall on the running back, Dawson Secrets.
A quick hitter to the fullback that time, Kevin, and Davis did a nice job of coming down from the defensive end and making the tackle.
And they'll quickly get the change in, and the Bulldogs will snap it. Secrest over to the right side. He is smacked down there after a gain of about three.
Interesting, Kevin. Conservative offense this series. I-backs, you're running off tackle. Okay,
we saw that the last series as well. But
you're
right,
got
off tackle now more than they were last time. Here's a pitch to the near side. Malicki tries to turn the corner. He's going to try and get to the corner, and he doesn't get to the corner. Strung out there by Manier, and then drug out of bounds into the stones, literally, by Marshall.
You know, Davis,
Marshall hurt his hip on that one.
Well, first of all, Nate Manier with a nice job of stringing that out, and Davis came all the way from the opposite side to make that tackle, Kevin.
And third down and two from the 37-yard line. And for the first time tonight, we're seeing Jersey Shore make substitutions.
Oh, we're going to punt, Kevin.
No, it's actually fourth down. I'm going to correct that. It is fourth down, so that substitution is the punting unit. And it's going to be a fake. Manier saw it all the way, almost got blocked in the back. No whistle, no foul, no call, late flag. And that's well after the first down.
That's going to be a hit out of bounds, Kevin.
I believe you are correct. That will be at the 48-yard line where he will step out of bounds. It'll be good enough for 12 yards, but again, it looked to me like Manier had his back to the defender and he got blocked in the back, but there was no flag. He must have just gotten his helmet forward. But that was the block that actually made it, because Manier had that one sniffed out. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves Football.
It's sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury 13, and online at 14. WKOK.com.
15-yard penalty for a late hit out of bounds on the conversion on fourth down. That will mark it all the way down to the Shikellamy 37-yard line with 3:43 to go before the Service Electric halftime report. Larson under center with an I formation. One man in motion to the near side. It's Hess. They're going to swing it to Hess, and he got drilled. Manier makes a nice open field tackle. It'll go down as a loss of three to the 39-yard line.
Well, Nate's done a nice job from that outside, almost like the defensive back, but, and I think you're right. I think he did get blocked from behind because he was there on the fake. They had that dead to rights.
And off the offset backfield, Secrest will get it on the fake toss. He will go right up the middle to the 35-yard line, and that's where he'll be stopped after a gain of four. We'll bring up third down and eight.
Raker, Wolf, I even think Manier was in on that one too, Kevin.
Larson, play action, looking to the near side. He completes it to Weston. Weston will be short of the first down, I believe. It's going to be very close. They'll spot it at the 27-yard line, and it is fourth down. So I think Jersey Shore now, they're going to measure it. We have an awful angle. I mean, we are smack on the 50-yard line for our broadcast location. But we are so close to the field that I honestly can't see the 15-yard line in.
I can.
But we are at such a harsh angle, it's hard to tell. I'll stretch out the chains. The official originally thought it was short, and he looks well short. Well, not well. Kind of short.
It's that much, folks.
Missed it by that much.
See my two index fingers about 3 inches apart.
I was going to say it's probably 3-4 inches on a good day. That would be two chain links. Now
this is, I always love when they do this. All right, because right now, if you'd bring the chains back and measure it again, it's probably a first down.
It might be a yard short, because what they're doing is they're taking it from outside the numbers and now putting it down at the hash mark where the ball's supposed to be in play. One official holds the spot at about the 35-yard line. The other official grabs the first down marker, end of the first down marker, to put it down.
Don't be surprised if Jersey Shore doesn't go for the
I look for the whole thing.
Well, I mean, of course, they're in I-backs, and they've got
split
ends on both sides.
You got man-to-man coverage both ways on both receivers in a true I formation. Long count, Larson will hold a hard count. They will do it to Sechrist, and Sechrist will go over the top and easily come up with the first down to the 25-yard line. Clock winding when they reset the chains with 2:22 remaining in the first half of play. It is 26-0, Jersey Shore on top, and they are quickly on the line of scrimmage before Shikalimi can reset. And now the pitch to the far side of the field, leaping over a tackler is Maliki. Brubaker did a nice job of getting inside, and he'll get back to the 25-yard line. That's about it.
He makes that tackle. It's a loss.
Yeah.
He went down to his knees, and the runner went right by him.
Once again, right to the snap. Back to pass, Larson on the slant into Weston. Breaks a tackle, has it down to the 10, drags another tackler down to the 7-yard line. It'll be a first down gain on the play of 6,
another
15,
penalty.
And a
There's
very late flag.
Another personal foul.
Lots of frustration right now on the Shikalimi defense. They have been really just... moved all over the field tonight.
Well, Nate Manier and Nettles on the tackle after the pass completed on the slant, and I'm sure it's on the Braves because I saw one of the Shikalimi players grab another Shikalimi player.
Huddle number 5, if you're counting at home, on the referees. Actually, Jersey Shore's backing up on this one.
Oh, yeah, they are, aren't they?
So the officials are going to huddle on this one. This, as I said, is huddle number 5.
Boy, it takes them a long time.
This crew.
It's almost like watching a baseball game.
But this is a crew I don't think that works together regularly. That's my suspicion.
They must be doing a lot of what ifs in there.
Well, there was a crew a couple of years ago. I think we saw them at Shamokin and we saw them at Lewisburg that huddled like this on a regular basis. This might be the crew, come to think of it. It is a personal foul against Jersey Shore. They will have the first down, but they'll mark it 15 yards further back to the 22-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 from the 22 with a minute 45 to go.
So maybe what I saw was the player for Shikalimi got a hold of his buddy and
It was a problem.
He said, he's the guy in trouble.
Don't be the second guy.
Yeah, don't be the second guy.
He's the one that gets the flag.
Well, anyway, first and 10 from the 22.
One receiver to the near side. One to the far side. That's Guthrie. They'll send Owen in motion. Owen Anderson, that is. Back to pass. Larson fires it in toward the end zone. Double coverage and a very late flag on a pass intended for Hess. And, boy, that one looked like it was well over his head.
Yeah, well, Manier was behind. And number 5, which I believe is
that's
Ryan
Castillo.
They had him covered. That
pass interference on the defense.
I thought that was a very well played.
I thought it was a well played too. But it is pass interference against the defense. It'll be an automatic first down for the Bulldogs. And now the official is saying, "Here's what I saw," to Castillo, and Castillo is having a conversation, a very pleasant conversation. But it's one of those things that, hey, what did I do? And the official tells you what you do, and you said, I don't think I did that, but okay. That's my interpretation of it.
This is always a strange place to play.
Well, that end zone in that corner, Shikalimi has not had good luck. Anderson now running to the far side, strung out, and is dropped. Brubaker will bring him down after a short gain to the 7-yard line. If you remember, Chief, in the playoff game, well, you probably don't remember, but the playoff game several years ago, Shikalimi got a call in the end zone that was just highway robbery and got robbed the touchdown, and it cost him the game in the long run. Larson rolling out to the near side. Now he rolls to the far side, fires it into the end zone, and it is caught by Hess for the touchdown.
has his third receiving touchdown of the season. And with 1:21 to go here in the first half of play, it is 32-0 on the 7-yard touchdown pass.
Oh, that was a scramble. That play was designed for him, for Larson to roll out to the left, looking for people in the end zone. And he reversed and came back, and the receiver just turned around and went to the opposite side, and he was wide open.
Extra point pending. Snap is low, sets down, the kick is up, drifting to the right upright, but it is inside the right upright and good. So that makes it 33-0, Jersey Shore, with 1:21 to go here before the Service Electric halftime report.
That's not Castile in there, Kevin, because
no,
there,
you're
there
right.
Goes
he's actually on crutches right now.
I'm trying to think. Was
that two instead of five?
There, Marshall would not be playing a corner, and that's who was back there.
The only other one I think it might have been was, I don't think it was Meneer back there either.
Well, Meneer was behind the receiver. He was behind. They had him sandwiched, all right.
My guess is it had to either be Marshall or Meneer, because it was definitely a single-digit number. Now,
yeah.
You know, it might have been Balestrini.
Nine, that's true.
Yeah, it could have been Balestrini. Nine instead of five. When they get that far away into the dark corner of the end zone, it's hard to tell. Nevertheless, kick is underway. And it will be on the run at the 15 to the 20 to the 25 to the hash marks now. Nettles spins around at the 25 and runs out of any sort of help at the 27-yard line.
Good coverage by the kickoff team for Jersey Shore. Not too many of them got blocked as they went down through their lanes, Kevin.
Oh, sure.
And Nettles had really no place to go.
Minute 13 to go, no timeouts. Actually, there's one timeout on the board. I thought they used all three timeouts. I might have mismarked that. Nevertheless, the Braves will have the football moving left to right in the shotgun. Balestrini to the near side is Marshall. He will give it to Durr out of the shotgun, and Durr will get to the 29-yard line. That'll give him about a yard. The Braves may be content right now just to go into the halftime locker room and take the ball to start the second half, which they will indeed do.
Good point.
Now Davis will go to the far side. Marshall, three to the near side. That's the short side of the field. And a handoff to Durr once again. And he will get back to the line of scrimmage and will be spun down rather quickly. Dalton Dugan, the linebacker, on the tackle to the 30-yard line. It'll be third down and eight, and we'll see if Shikellamy decides to call one more play here, and no. I don't think they will, because Balestrini is coming to the sideline looking at Coach Tilford. Coach Tilford is not giving him a play, and they are going to call a timeout. You're right. They're going to take a shot here with one more play, with 1 second on the clock, maybe, as Coach Tilford goes over.
He
made it look like he was going to, though. And he will go to the halftime locker room. So at the half, it is Jersey Shore 33, Shikellamy nothing. Service Electric halftime report is on the way next on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1950. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Good luck to the team from your Sealands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers, and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Thank you.
As an active person, you might try ignoring a painful injury. But why? Quick treatment can lead to quick recovery. Our team of sports medicine providers at UPMC Susquehanna offer personalized care at each visit. Don't let an injury keep you from the active life you enjoy. Sports medicine at UPMC Susquehanna. Call 570-321-2020.
Don't be the talk of the tailgate. Let the tailgate do the talking. Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac, GMC, and Sunbury. These deals are just straight jaw-dropping. Try this. We have new 2019 Sierra SLTs in stock with over 20% off. Or find yourself in a new GMC Yukon at 0% for 72 months. We have over 80 used vehicles in stock. Service after the sale, second to none. Lowest prices guaranteed, or we'll pay you $1,000. Only right here, Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. We are professional grade. Taking the deals, the other guys won't.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
This is the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report. A recap of the first half of the game and a look at scores from across the region. Now, from the stadium, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Welcome back to Thompson Street Stadium. It's been all Jersey Shore to get things started here tonight. 33-0. The Bulldogs have done it on basically an average of five plays a drive, and that's been about it. They've had a couple of one-play drives, including the one with 8:02 left in the first quarter when Jersey Shore opened up the scoring on their second possession of the game. They'll spread everybody out with a shotgun. Swing pass coming, and it is a high pass, but completed to Malicki. Malicki down the sideline. Malicki in the open field to the 50, to the 40. Cuts it to the numbers, to the 30. Tracked down by Wolfie. Breaks the tackle to 10. 5, touchdown. Jersey Shore opens it up on the second series. First play after turning the ball over to Shikalimi and puts 6 on the board with 8:02 to go here in the first. The extra point was good, made it 7-0. Malicki then fired off a 4-yard touchdown run on a 2-play drive. The extra point there with 6:39 to go in the first quarter was no good. It was 13-0 Jersey Shore. Bulldogs were not quite done yet. 1:39 to go in the first quarter play after Shikalimi could not do anything offensively. This time, Lorson decided not to throw the ball. He decided to keep it himself. Here's the handoff, Malicki. No, it's going to be Lorson himself. He's got the corner all by himself to the 40, to the 35. One man to beat down the sidelines. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. 47 yards. As I said in the pregame, Chief, Lorson hides the ball so well. The handoff looked like it was going to Malicki. Hit the ball off his right hip and took it in for the touchdown. 47 yards. And that 47-yard touchdown made it 20-0 with the extra point, Jersey Shore. The Bulldogs were able to get on the scoreboard one more time. This one was 6:35 to go in the second quarter play. It was Owen Anderson with a 28-yard catch. The extra point was no good. It was actually blocked. And Raker blocks that one for Shikalimi. It was 26-0 Jersey Shore at that point. And then a new name got in the scoring column. That's Caden Hess, the 6'2", 186-pound sophomore. He caught a pass from 7 yards out after a slew of 15-yard penalties by both teams with 1:21 to go in the half. The extra point was good, and it made it 33-0. With Shikalimi running the clock out here at halftime to go into the halftime locker room on homecoming tonight for the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. This is the Service Electric Halftime Report. We'll have some scores from around the region and highlights as well. You're listening to Shikalimi Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. We'll be right back.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit SECV.com/TiVo to learn more.
Score big. Let Service First Federal Credit Union help you tackle your personal finances. Their team is eager to help you reach your goals. Are you looking to build wealth, plan for retirement, maybe pay down debt, or simply kick off some projects around your home? Well, they can help you get ready for the financial game. Schedule a financial checkup today. A specialist will review your credit history and create a game plan to help you get and keep your finances in shape. Visit serviceone.org to learn more. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like making cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
At Shock Physical Therapy, our philosophy is simple. We treat patients the way we would want to be treated. With over 20 years of experience, Mark Shock can help you with problems such as neck and back pain, shoulder pain, and joint replacements, as well as sports and workers' comp injuries. At Shock Physical Therapy, we pride ourselves on giving one-on-one attention to our patients in a warm, friendly environment. Come be a part of our family and let us help you. Visit our website at shockpt.com, like us on Facebook, or call today.
Here at Thompson Street Stadium, Jersey Shore leading Shikellamy at the half by a score of 33-0. Let's take a look at our Service Electric Halftime Report scoreboard. Scores from around the region. Mifflinburg shutting out Warrior Run at the half, 35-0. Montoursville leading Loyal Sock, 14-0 in the battle for the bridge. Second quarter play, Wellsboro 21, Hughesville nothing, Jim Thorpe 35, Midwest nothing in the second. That's going to be a tough game for Midwest, and I know it's easy to say at 35-0, but Jim Thorpe, they've got a good football team, to say the least. Bloomsburg leads South Williamsport 7-6 in the second. Line Mountain shutting out Millersburg 14-0 in the second. A surprise at Ironman Stadium tonight. Danville leading Milton 7-6 in the second. At the half, Mount Carmel 17, North Schuylkill 7. That's a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah,
I thought that would be a tight game
yeah.
there. Montgomery pounding Columbia Montour Beautech 49-6 that game at the half. Southern Columbia 48, Central Columbia nothing at the half. Upper Dauphin 32, Tri-Valley 8 at the in the second quarter. And Newport 21, Halifax nothing. In Berwick at Crispin Field, Carm DeFrancesco has his undefeated Bulldogs taking on the Sealands Grove Seals. And tonight, the Seals opened up the scoring on the defensive side of the ball.
3:29 to go in the opening quarter. 6-0 lead for the Berwick Bulldogs. They scored on their first drive of the night. Tegan Wilk going in motion. Snap goes a long ball. Rolling to his right. Looking for Tegan Wilk. He's going to throw. It's going to be intercepted by Nyland. He'll take it into the end zone. Touchdown for the Sealands Grove Seals.
Pat O'Brien on Eagle 107 as the Seals tied the game up. Right now in the half, it is Berwick 16, Sealands Grove 7, and a good game there at Crispin Field at the half. Again, Pat O'Brien on Eagle 107, along with Dave Hess as they bring you Seals football tonight. On 100.9 The Valley, it is Greg Wetzel along with Justin Michaels as the Lewisburg Green Dragons take on Shamokin. That one at Christy Mathewson Memorial Stadium. Shamokin took the opening kickoff from their own 20. And on the first drive, convert three third and long plays on third down, and then got a pass interference penalty. But the Indians' holding penalty in the red zone created a fourth and long at that point. Almost 8 minutes had gone by before
fourth
the
down
final
play.
Score.
Fourth down play here for Shamokin. Fourth down and 17 from the Green Dragon 25. Mosser out to the left. Chicotano to the right. Tight end to the right. Proset in the backfield. Grimes under center. Straight back to pass. Looking downfield. He throws a deep ball down the sideline. Defense back to the position. But Mosser picks up, bumps it in the air, and catches it on the way down for a touchdown. Good defensive play. It was just a jump ball, and Monster's a basketball player that outjumped our defensive back.
And Shamokin took a 6-0 lead on that score, capping a drive that almost took 8 minutes. And right now, Shamokin leads in the second quarter at Christy Mathewson Memorial Stadium by a score of 14-7. Let's give you some of the numbers here as we roll through, where Shikellamy trails Jersey Shore at the half 33-0. On the ground, Nettles with 7 carries for 22 yards for Shikellamy. Durr with 7 carries, 35 yards. Balestrini, 4 carries for 6. Just 49 yards on 22 carries for the Braves offensively. Balestrini, 1 of 7, 2 interceptions, just 28 yards. Brubaker and Minier are 0 for 1 each. Braves now 1-9-2 on the passing line. Just 28 yards. That's a total offense for Shikellamy of 77 yards. Jersey Shore, on the other hand, has put up yards by the gallon. Lorson, 2 carries, 61 yards and a touchdown. Malicki, 9 carries, 45 yards and a touchdown. Sechrist, 3 carries for 9 yards. Hess with a carry for 3. Anderson with 2 carries for 14. That's 17 carries, 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Lorson has been spot on the money. 10 of 12, one interception. That was a tipped pass that tipped in the air on the first drive. The only mistake, really, the Bulldogs have made all game. He has three touchdowns passing, 210 yards. Those touchdowns went to Hess, Anderson, and Malicki. And Malicki with 97 yards receiving, Anderson 37 yards receiving, Hess with 23 yards receiving. Weston, the only one of the receiver group that didn't get a touchdown yet, just 3 catches for 53 yards. Make that 342 yards offense for Jersey Shore in the first half.
Kevin, I'm very impressed. How'd they lose those two games?
Makes you wonder.
Because they've done a good job of using the run to set up the pass. But Lorson, as far as I'm concerned, I think he's the best quarterback that I've seen this year, and we've seen quite a few. I think he's got more speed than Riley does. He definitely has a great touch. I don't know if these guys do a lot of work individually, you know, quarterback and receivers, but every pass that he's thrown has been right there. And, I mean, even the passes that came down the sideline, this one that was right in front of us, Kevin, that kid was like an inch.
And some of these are on rollouts, so he's not really – I mean, it's not that he's just setting up in the pocket, has all day, and fires it down. These are long passes. These are on the move. And he's 10 of 12. I mean, that's just impressive.
He looks like a kid that I think we'll see play Saturday.
You know what? I think he would definitely fit in a lot of the if he doesn't get some looks at some of the smaller FBS schools, he will definitely get some looks at the FCS level.
Sure.
Because he's the type of player that these FCS schools look for that are running this pistol-style offense that can run the ball, pass the ball, and hide the ball as well as he does.
And nobody has given him a solid hit tonight yet either.
I don't think anybody's even,
you got to give credit to the rest of those kids out there, the other 10 that are on offense.
He might have a cleanest jersey as a JV player does right now.
Yeah, or the guys that aren't dressed tonight and just have their numbered jerseys on. You're right.
Right. At the half, it is Jersey Shore 33, Shikellamy nothing. We'll have more of the Service Electric Halftime Report when we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at A-Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting and growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Nurses, accountants, waiters, and welders, anyone can be injured on the job, unable to function properly. It affects your work and everyday life. Coach soccer, carry groceries, carry your child. No one has helped more people heal from work injury and rebuild their lives than the Workplace Injury Institute at Shamokin Dam Health Center. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855. Or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
Halftime at Thompson Street Stadium on an extended halftime tonight. Almost an NFL-size halftime tonight because of the fact that it is homecoming here for the Jersey Shore Bulldogs, and they have made the most of it with a 33-0 halftime lead over the Shikellamy Braves.
Well, the marching Braves didn't get on the field until just 5 minutes ago. I never saw a homecoming court as big as that one. I think there were like four girls represented for each of the four classes at the high school level from 9th to 12th grade.
Well, they're not going to be able to do scenes from an Italian restaurant tonight, I can tell you that much.
Well, they're playing the songs, but they didn't bring along the full boards and that stuff. So.
Yeah, I don't know if they could do scenes from an Italian restaurant or not. That might be a little too long. about 7 minutes all by itself.
But they're doing most of the songs.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him last Saturday night. My granddaughter Emma plays bass in the Shamokin marching band, and they had a competition last Saturday, and we went. I have to tell you a story about my daughter Nikki. She said, "I'm going to go watch Emma, and then they're playing Southern, so it'll be a blowout." Well, she was so impressed with the Southern athletes, the way they were warming up. That's all she talked about. She said, "Dad, they jumped higher and they ran faster." And I said, "Yeah, that's why they haven't lost any games.
And that's why
in
they're
a long time.
Well, that's right." Well, you know that there has been. That's something we have not talked about tonight. There has been a lot of discussion, both in the media, in social media, who did what, happened. Listen, here's the thing. Here's the situation. The game was changed. However, it was changed is irrelevant, really. I mean, it appears as though, from all reports, that Southern Columbia wanted to change the game. They wanted to play Wyoming area.
Is ranked sixth in the state.
Who is it? Right. And I'm sure there will be some television coverage of that game regionally. I'm almost positive that had a little bit to do with it. And because of that, they gave up the Shikellamy game.
Holy Redeemer had an open date now because they were supposed to play Wyoming area. And now it would appear as though, and I think we confirmed it earlier today, Shikellamy is playing Holy Redeemer in that date with Southern Columbia, and it will be a home game.
Yes. And basically it was Shikellamy had really nothing to do with the whole situation.
Absolutely.
They're, I guess you could say they're just agreeing to what has taken place.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out in the end. I mean, it's not up to us to decide whether this is the right thing, the wrong thing, if it's a good idea or a bad idea. But there's still a football game out there. Shikellamy's still playing 10 football games. And
they pick up an extra home game.
Yeah, they pick up an extra home game as well. So the concession stand, the junior class concession stand, the band's concession stand will get more money. The school program, the school athletic program will get some more money. So that's the win for Shikellamy.
Well, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
If you know, we look at in that situation. So, but the thing that gets me, you hear all people saying that, well, Shikellamy's going to forfeit the game. That is so far from the truth. Tim Ford, the athletic director for Shikellamy, did not know anything about this until Monday. You know, when he was contacted about the whole thing, and there, believe me, folks, there was a lot of telephone calls made to make sure everything was up and up.
And to our knowledge, everything has been given a thumbs up.
Yep.
So as of right now, you'll see it on our schedule at WKOK.com. Holy Redeemer at Shikellamy will be in that slot coming up in October. And the Shikellamy Braves will get the ball to start the second half.
This has been the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report. The second half kickoff is coming up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with special Jeep pricing for everyone.
We have huge discounts on every new Jeep in stock, up to $6,000 off new Jeep Cherokees to qualified individuals.
We're also discounting every new 2019 Jeep Renegade up to $4,500, and we have over 25 to choose from. It's going to be a fun month.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit secv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. It is Thompson Street Stadium tonight, home of Jersey Shore. Homecoming for the Bulldogs. And right now we are moments away from the start of the second half where Shikellamy will receive the ball to start the second half, trailing at 33-0 after a first half dominated both offensively and defensively by the team that is orange clad tonight. You know, Jersey Shore played Danville. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
You're right, especially
Danville,
this year.
Danville has the all-new orange jersey, orange uniforms, Clemson-esque, because they have the same colors, of course, too. We saw that in week one, and it was very reminiscent of these jerseys.
Who are you taking, Georgia or the Fighting Irish?
No, that's...
The Fighting Irish are... definitely underdogs.
They are the underdogs, and it's between the hedges, which makes it a really tough place to play.
Yeah, you're right.
And by the way, for Mark Lawrence, who's our studio producer tonight, the reason they say it's between the hedges is there's two hedgerows at Georgia Stadium that go on the sidelines. So that's why they call it between the hedges. So that's for you, Mark.
I often thought it was to keep fans from jumping on the field
Do you want to jump into the?
It was easier to do that than put barbed wire up.
I know. I don't want to jump in the hedges by accident. That's for sure.
Oh boy!
Jersey Shore ready to boot the ball away.
It's been too long since we called any football, Kevin. Homecoming. They put a half an hour up on the clock.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh my gosh!
We got a long trip home yet. Come on, guys.
It'll probably be homecoming at Central Mountain next week, too.
That's right. That's where we'll be next Friday night, and it'll be on 100.9 The Valley because of Penn State playing Friday night. Running up on the kick, Nettles at the 25, to the 20, up the middle of the field to the 30, and he'll get stopped at the 30-yard line. Once again, Chief alluded to, next Friday night we'll be on the road at Central Mountain, after this trip here tonight to Jersey Shore. But because Penn State plays Maryland and the Big Ten thinks that no one else plays football on a Friday night but Big Ten, they decided to make that game a Friday night. So we're going to be on 100.9 The Valley while the Nittany Lions are here on WKOK. Somebody's got to send a letter to the Big Ten. That's not a good idea. James Franklin doesn't even like that idea.
I don't think anybody does.
I know Steve isn't thrilled about it either. Three receivers to the near side. Balestrini in the shotgun. He'll go back to pass. On the turn in, it's Davis Marshall. Marshall will pick it up at the 39-yard line. That'll be a gain of 8 on that first down, quick turnaround curl route.
Well, we talked about that earlier. We thought, you know, Drew's going to have to, you know, have some pass plays where he gets rid of the ball, you know, quickly, whether it's a three-step drop or he's in the shotgun that time. But all they did was, put Davis out there about 10 yards and, he turned, it's not a curl route, but he just turned around and they delivered the pass to him.
Three receivers near side on the far hash mark. Shotgun sidecar right. Balestrini direct snap, fires it. They quickly hit it to Marshall. Did he catch it? No, he did not. He had it in his hands, and that ball was a bullet. And you could see the smoke coming off that one in the vapor trail.
They are playing so far off of Davis.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if Davis realizes that the guy's 5 yards from him, he can just turn around, you know?
Right now, if you're Tom Gravitz, you're telling your corners, watch the pump and hitch and go.
Yeah,
watch the pump and hitch and go, because you know it's coming.
Well, they need to get the 2 yards here to get the first down.
It is third down and 2. I make it 3 from the 38. Back to pass. Swing out. Coming to the near side. Shock has it. Has the first down to the 45-yard line. Is brought down by Guthrie.
That's a nice
spot at the 46.
Nice run by Eric after he caught the ball. You know, he was the inside man on the trips on this side and did a quick out. Caught it in stride. And then he actually did a little bit of punishing as he ran into the Jersey Shore defender and picked up some extra yardage.
You know, Todd Tilford has broken out of the wing tee here in this first series tonight and gone back to his spread, almost reminiscent of what he used to do in Lewisburg.
Well,
and here 2 years ago.
Well, let's face it. Think about the athletes that he had to run with Gabe and Lucas Tilford here. Wow.
One receiver to the far side. That's Marshall. They've got about a 5-yard gap there. Now they're going to run a quick slant. No, pump fake. Now they're going to go long, and they find a man. And running down the sidelines with some open room inside the 35-yard line is Long.
What a nice job by Drew to get out of the pocket, sprint out to the left, to the right side, and then Braden Long, was here right around the line of scrimmage. That's who he wanted to hit originally, and Braden just went downfield on his own, and Drew hit him, and big gainer.
20 yards on the pass reception for Long. Balestrini sidecar to his right. Three receivers short side, that's the near side, moving left to right. 10 on the play clock. It looks like Balestrini might have changed the play here. Balestrini sets up, has time, fires it, passes, tipped at the line and incomplete. Looked like he was going in the direction of Long at the sideline.
That's hard to tell, but I think number 23 in there, Dalton Dugan, who is the linebacker, actually got his hands on that. Kevin, maybe this is the way you have to attack this Jersey Shore defense, who's very good against the run. You got to spread them out, and maybe you pass to get a chance to get some good runs in here too. Set the run up with the pass.
Now Marshall comes to the short side for the first time. Now they're going to go outside to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer makes the catch on the wide receiver screen, gets to the 30-yard line. It'll be a gain of 4, maybe 5. We'll bring up a third down and manageable 5 from the 35, from the 30.
he gets a better block from the other two guys that are out there, Kevin, and he's going to pick up a lot more yardage. But give those two corners over there for Jersey Shore a little bit of credit. They did a nice job of fighting off the Braves blockers to make the tackle.
Don't forget, coming up in the postgame, the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Three receivers near side, ball in the far hash mark. Balestrini, now pressure comes. He's going to go over top to Marshall. Marshall can't make the play. It's intercepted. Backside play by Anthony Schaefer, who picks up another pick. And that one, he just outleapt.
They needed 5 yards. And, you know, we talked about that defender over there staying off of him. And you made the comment, hey, watch the hitch and go here. Well, that was just a straight fly pattern. And the defender on that side that intercepted the pass, he was there all the time. There was no way that was going to be completed.
Yeah, Balestrini is going to learn on that one. He's got to throw that to the outside shoulder. If it stays in the inside, it goes to Anthony Schaefer, who picks up his second interception of the night, I believe.
Good defense by Schaefer.
Absolutely.
Kevin, you got to give the kid credit.
So at the 4-yard line, a fumble by Larson, and that one dangerously close to the end zone. There's a fight for it underneath.
Safety.
And it's a safety.
I think that safety's looks like Shock made the tackle, number 45. So the Braves are on the board with two, Kevin, and now Jersey Shore is going to have to punt from their 20 or kick off from their 20, and the Braves will get the ball back. It looked like it was a bad snap, Kevin, and the ball just kept squirting farther back and ended up in the end zone.
And then there was a big fight underneath the pile to see what it was. I was pretty sure it was in the end zone. I didn't think anybody got forward progress on it, but we were waiting for a signal, and then our referee, Joe Brown, says safety. So the Braves pick up their first safety of the season, and their first safety that I can remember in maybe a decade.
I think you're right. Well, Kevin,
Jersey Shore has a safety earlier this year. I knew that. Go ahead.
It's difficult for us to see here because there was a mass of humanity down there. But I believe it was Eric Schock that probably would get credit for making the tackle in the end zone.
And it was funny, we're on the visiting sideline. The Shikellamy fans weren't even sure what happened away.
They still might not know what happened.
Well, they do now with the ball set up at the 20-yard line. Now, in the NFL and college, you'd probably punt it. But here, we're going to kick it in high school because usually you're better at kicking it. He pops it up, and on the run, Nettles at the 40-yard line, picks it up on a hop to the 45. Now he'll go to the outside, give up ground a little bit. He'll get forward progress at the 40-yard line before Dugan spins him down.
I'll tell you, Dalton Dugan is just as fast as Nettles. He came flying up here on that kickoff coverage, and Nettles went to his left trying to get around everybody, and Dugan just ran him down. I guess that's why he's one of their linebackers.
That
Kevin.
Would probably be the case. Shikellamy trailing at 33-2 now, have the ball in the best field position of the night, their own 45-yard line. Shotgun now in the direct snap. Back to Balestrini. Balestrini zips it and in through the hands of Marshall, and he threw it in some traffic, so that had to have some mustard on it, and it had to be above his head.
A lot of talking going on between the defenders on the pass and the Shikellamy's receivers. I just hope they keep keep it at that. Just talk.
Just keep control.
That pass, I mean, Davis is wide open on that. You just got to get it down that he can catch it.
Shotgun again, sidecar to the right. Three receivers far side, blitz coming. The draw play now to Durr, and Durr will pick up a yard, maybe two, third down and eight.
It would go to figure that on the draw play, both linebackers fire. Well, Jersey Shore, it's almost like they said, we're going to take a chance here, and it worked for them.
And it's not a true draw where there's a hold by the quarterback. It's kind of the best way to call
it's
it would
a
be
delayed,
a delay.
Delayed handoff.
A delay. Shotgun, back to pass. Now Balestrini's running for his life. He's going to have to fire it out of bounds, and it goes right into the band.
I think it hit the snare drum.
I think it might have hit a drum, yes. It definitely hit a drum. I think that might have been a B flat. I'm not quite sure. But it definitely,
Well, the band has not made their reappearance yet from coming off the field, so not everybody was there, fortunately.
They're still in the concession stand.
That's right. They're at concession stand moment right now. Which, by the way, some of the best kettle corn I have ever had here at Jersey Shore. Thank you, Chief.
It's a good thing your dad bought it for you today.
Thanks, Dad. Gettins ready to boot the ball away, and that one just got swallowed up. Just completely swallowed up by Packer. And now it's picked up and run in by Cam Allison. Allison, who's the punter on the other side, recovers that block and races it in 33 yards for the touchdown. I thought it was whistled dead.
Hayden Packer made the block, and the ball laid there, and he went to pick it up, and he fell down, and the ball was still there, and number seven, Cameron Allison, just picked it up and outran a couple of people.
Well, now he's going to have to catch his breath because the left-footed kicker's got to put the extra point through. 39-2 now. This would put it into the mercy rule anyway. Snap, set, kick, line drive, and it is underneath the crossbar and no good.
It wouldn't be the mercy rule, would it, Kevin?
39-2.
Is it 35 points?
I think it's 35.
I thought
you got me second-guessing myself.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that to you. Nice. You know, he came right up the middle on that, and he went right past the personal defender for Shikalimi, and Gittins had Gittins lucky he still has his leg, to be honest with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there was no opportunity. There was no opportunity for Gittins to get that one away. Let's take a quick look at the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out of town scoreboard. Fourth quarter now, still a battle. Berwick leading Selinsgrove Grove 16-7. Shamokin in the third quarter leading Lewisburg 20-14. In the fourth quarter, Mifflinburg 42, Warrior Run nothing. Mifflinburg really coming back after the loss earlier in the last week. Montoursville 27, Loyal Sox 6 in the third. And our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week sees Montoursville 27, Loyal Sox 6 in the third, as we mentioned. Here comes the kick from Allison, who just scooped and scored 6. Hits at the 20, rolls to the 15, picked up there by number 21 for the Braves. That's going to be
Braden Long.
Long. And Long runs a long way, but can't quite come up with any more yards than about where he picked the ball up. Actually, they're going to put him at the 14-yard line.
Well, he actually lost yardage by trying to get around the end instead of coming straight up the field, Kevin.
39-2, Jersey Shore leading it with 8:24 to go. The Braves defense able to get a safety on a fumbled snap at the 4-yard line after the Braves had thrown an interception driving. Now Manier will come out of the huddle. And I don't think he had to, because I think they have their shorter player. Now there's some confusion. There's a lot of pointing. The official resets the play clock. And now they'll wind the clock because we are in the mercy rule at this point.
Kevin, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Listen, if you think we sound confused, you should be here. You'd be more confused.
Boy, we Braves really have them spread out this time, Kevin.
Four receivers. And that one going to the near side to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer makes the catch. He's in some open field. Nice move to the 25-yard line before he's finally tackled. Did a nice job of splitting two defenders there for the gain of 11.
He sure did, Kevin. And, you know, they've been using Pfeiffer more and more in the last two games. It's a pretty big receiver.
6'1", 165, and I think 6'1 might be a little conservative. First and 10 at the 24, make that the 25-yard line now. Marshall will go out to the far side, moving left to right on the near hash mark here in the third quarter with 7 minutes remaining. Three receivers to the short side. Jersey Shore's defense adjusts, brings pressure. Balestrini rolls out, fires it for Durr, his safety valve, but really wasn't going to be a gain anyway, so it was kind of thrown away more than anything else.
He's back there. And all of a sudden, somebody comes in from the would be on his left side, and he's got receivers open, but he has no chance to see them because he's again he's he's got to get out of the pocket.
Well, Guthrie comes more like a glorified linebacker than a cornerback. They're playing him more at linebacker tonight, and he was coming full speed from that side. And in the direct snap now, Ballestrini. He's going to have to run right up the middle. Makes a man miss to the 30, to the 34-yard line. And he's going to be about a yard short. They're going to spot him at the 35. I think that's a good spot, actually.
Yeah, I do.
And that's
too.
Enough for a first down, because I thought he was down at the 34 and it would have been short. So the Braves got a first down on that run. And with the clock winding under 6 minutes, it'll be first and 10 at the Shikellamy 35.
Well, with your backs, defensive backs out with the receivers and the linebackers firing, when he got through and made his escape out of the backfield, there was nobody there until the backs could get up to, the defensive backs could meet him, and picks up his 10 yards.
Shotgun high snap, Ballestrini pump fake. Now he's going to roll out. He's going to come to the near side, finds Pfeiffer all alone at the 40, and then gets swarmed under, quickly getting there. And the last second is Dalton Dugan, the linebacker, who sneaks out after the gain of 8 to the 43-yard line.
I'm beginning to see how Jersey Shore lost a couple of games, because their Achilles heel is the fact that if you spread them out and you can have a short passing game and you've got some good athletes at the wide receiver positions, you're going to give them fits.
Now that 5-2 makes it tough.
And you're going to keep them from having the football.
5-2 makes it tough because you only have four guys really defending. Four receivers now in, so that means man-to-man coverage. Ballestrini spins off two tackles, spins off three tackles, gets to the first down, and he pulls his way ahead for another 2 yards to the 48-yard line. What an effort.
Well, he got a little help there from big old number, if I can get his...
Billy Nace.
Billy Nace.
Oh, it's
71.
Billy Nace. He was 73, Billy Nace.
Billy just came in there and said, I think I'm going to put my 2 cents in this rugby scrum.
Well, his 2.75 cents. 275.
275, yeah. Yep.
At the 48-yard line, first and 10, Shikellamy. 4 minutes, 14 seconds to go. Clock winding here in the third quarter. Ballestrini back to pass, looking at Marshall. Now he's going to come to the near side. He's going to look at Menier, fires it to Menier, hits Menier at the 40, to the 35, and bounced down at the 35-yard line. Nice open field tackle at the 35 by Sechrist.
What a nice job by both the quarterback and Nate Menier. I mean, Ballestrini got out here and didn't panic. He kind of floated out here, and then he stood, and Nate found an open spot between everybody. They're playing a zone defense, the backs are, and he just found an open spot, and they got it to him and picks up another first down.
Marshall to the far side of the field, three receivers near side. Ballestrini with a sidecar right. That's Durr in the shotgun. He gets the direct snap, sets up, fires it immediately. Almost a nice one-handed catch by Menier. He wouldn't have gotten more than another couple of yards, but he just couldn't bring both hands on it.
But it would have been a couple of yards.
It would have been a couple of yards.
And that cuts down the distance to get that first down. Again, the pass was too high. If Nate had another 4 or 5 inches on his fingers, he might have been able to catch it.
Quick update on the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out of town scoreboard. Berwick 23, Sealands Grove 7 in the fourth. In the third, Lewisburg 21, Shamokin 20.
Good game there, Kevin.
Back to pass. Ballestrini breaks a tackle, fires it, and that one is incomplete, almost intercepted, intended for Marshall, but there was Brett Guthrie, who's been all over the place tonight on the defensive side.
Yeah,
of the ball.
Good defense by Brett Guthrie, but what really made the play was the pressure. I mean, flushed out of the pocket again and on the run trying to make that pass. Tough situation for the Braves quarterback.
So you're saying that Ballestrini is going to have nightmares running with David Bowie and Queen running through his head?
Yes.
Under pressure?
Yes.
Was that a reach?
It was a reach.
Was that a reach?
I understand it. I don't know if a lot of other people will.
All right. Ballestrini sidecar right. Here comes the pressure. He sets up and fires it, and he got decked. And I mean decked. That was a big league hit. And I'm trying to see who came. Who 80. Was the one? What was it? Stets?
It was Terrence Stets, and he came unescorted and unblocked from his defensive end position.
Unescorted, unblocked, undenied.
And you know they say the best quarterback's friend is that offside tackle. You know, this was a guy coming from Drew's left side. He never saw him.
Fourth and 10 now. Braves have three receivers as Brubaker makes it three to the far side. And the Braves are going to have to use a timeout. They're running out of time on the play clock. So Shikellamy will use their first timeout with a minute 25 to go that in the third quarter of play, trailing it by a score of 39-2. This will give us an opportunity to take a look at our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. This one is Montoursville and Loyal Sock, and Montoursville leads Loyal Sock 27-6 in the third quarter.
That's a backyard rivalry.
Yeah, what Sean Carey calls it, the battle for the bridge.
Okay, across the Loyal Sock.
Yep. Battle for the bridge there, our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. And you can hear Sean Carey later on tonight with the scoreboard on Eagle 107.
I see the Ironmen have found their offense, 42-12 against Milford.
Yeah, all of a sudden the offense has come to life at Ironmen Stadium in the second half. The coaching tandem of Coombe and Raup, replacing the now-resigned Jim Kaiser in Danville. Back to pass, Balestrini makes a man miss. He's firing it again for life, and he got decked out of bounds yet again. And this one right on the stones. And he is hurting. So that'll be a turnover on downs. And Jersey Shore will take over. And Balestrini's so bad on the now, when I say stones, I'm not talking big stones. These are small track pebbles. It's almost like the track ash.
Well, remember, the tracks used to be, like a dirt track or a running track.
That's what this has,
and that's
on the sidelines.
Yeah. And it's hard to see his number now. It's got so much dirt on the back.
He was ready to come out at safety, and they decided not to. Now we have a change at quarterback. It is going to be Larson at quarterback. And he will hand it off over the right side, and Malicki, looking for running room to the 40, finds about 6 yards of it. And that will do it, I believe, for the third quarter play. Yes, it will. That'll be it for three. Oh, no, wait a minute. Now they're actually coming to line, and I do not believe they are running a no-huddle right now. But they indeed are. And for the first down and a gain of 10, this time it's going to be number 31, Ryan Kirshner. And that will do it for the third quarter play. At the end of three, it is Jersey Shore 39, Shikellamy 2. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Here's Kyle from W&L Subaru to introduce the new draft picks for the impressive 2020 Subaru lineup.
Check out the newly redesigned 2020 Subaru Outback and Legacy models. They offer a new, rugged, and sporty design and upgraded technology with 11 inches of touchscreen control.
Come explore the 2020 Subaru Outback and Legacy models today at W&L Subaru in Northumberland or during the Bloomsburg Fair on C Avenue.
Drive like a champion with a new Subaru from W&L. Find us online at WNLSubaru.com.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the heat and glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's heat and glow products.
Fourth quarter, and Sechrist will pick up about 6 yards on that play. It'll bring up second down and four from the Shikellamy 47-yard line as we have a running clock now. In motion to the near side is Westland. I'm surprised we're seeing first-teamers still in the game. The give on the left side. That time goes to Sechrist on the counter. Nice play for the Shikellamy Braves by number 45, Eric Schock.
Eric Schock has made the last two tackles, Kevin. This time he was on the right side the first time, left side this time, made both tackles.
Third down and one.
at the 47-yard line. Man in motion to the far side. Here comes the pitch over to the left side. Getting a little bit of running room over there is Malicki. He'll get the first down to the 39-yard line. They'll give him another extra yard there. Gain of five.
And again, in on the tackle, Eric Schock.
Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie here at Thompson Street Stadium. Nick Thompson, no relation to the stadium, our studio producer tonight, along with Mark Lawrence.
How do you know? You didn't ask him.
Well, I'm just taking a shot in the dark there.
All right.
And a run over the right side to the 34-yard line. And that one goes to Malicki again. Are you surprised that the first team's still in at 39-2 right now?
No, I am not surprised. Not at all.
I was. Larson will now let some time run off the clock. Down to 10 minutes now in this final stanza. Man in motion to the far side of the field. Here comes the pitch. Malicki turns the corner. Breaks a tackle at the 35 to the 30 to the 28-yard line. Spun down at the 28-yard line by Long.
Couple of missed tackles there, Kevin, on that quick pitch. And Braden finally brought him down as he cut back to the inside.
And the other thing that doesn't, you know, you talk about not being surprised. I'm not surprised that Jersey Shore is running their no-huddle offense. It's just their offense. They're
right.
Just running their offense. They're in the eye now, and there's the delay. This one goes to Malicki, and Malicki makes a man miss in the backfield. Boy, reading it very well was Schock, but he actually ran away from Schock and picks up about 6 yards to the 21-yard line.
Yeah, Brubaker in on the tackle finally. Kevin, that was a straightforward draw. I mean, that was, you know, the old-fashioned draw play.
Yeah, that was right at draw out of the eye. And that one goes to Secrets, the fullback. He just made a man miss him, stood him right up, got down to the 10, knocked out of bounds at the 7-yard line.
And that was Gage Wolf that met him at the line of scrimmage. And as many times as we call Gage's name on tackles, he's usually solid that time. But that time, he bounced off the runner, and the runner kept going.
Wow. I mean, that was a solid tackle, too.
It was not a bad tackle.
The
back just did a heck of a job of getting away from it.
And that time went to the well once too often, and Sechrist is knocked backwards for a loss on the play. Shikalimi making the tackle, Braden Adee, the senior.
And also in there was Schock. Braden Adee, the lineman, Schock, the backer.
Clock winding with 8:15 to go, and Shikalimi trailing Jersey Shore 39-2. Bulldogs at the 5, second and goal. Here comes the pitch. Malicki lost the ball. It's on the ground. He's going to pick it up, try and run with it, but he can't advance a fumble. So the ball is whistled dead right where he stopped, and that is going to be the 12-yard line. So it'll be third and goal from the 12,
Kevin,
for Jersey Shore.
I think his knee was down when he picked it up.
That could be, too.
You fumble the ball, you can pick it up.
You're right. That's a great point.
I think his knee was down.
And that one almost looked like it was a bobbled snap, and Larson fires it into the corner of the end zone, in and out of the hands of Hess, who was looking for his second touchdown reception of the game. And
he was wide open, too,
yeah.
Kevin.
That's at 39-2, though. You don't expect somebody to throw it deep into the end zone, but it is fourth down and goal at the 13-yard line, though. I mean, they can't get a first down, so I guess you do have to go to the end zone. I mean, you think about it. Larson back to pass on a five-step drop. Looking to the far side. He's going to set up. He's going to fire it. Great defensive play for the Shikalimi Braves, and that's Ballastrini, who stepped right in front of Stanton Westland and just knocked it away.
There was great coverage that time. It was very obvious that Larson wanted to go that way, and Ballastrini was on that. And you're right, that was a nice, he just kind of reached around and knocked that ball out.
Yeah, just stepped to the side. I said stepped in front. He kind of stepped to the side, reached around in front, and knocked it away. So the Braves will take over. First and 10 at the 13-yard line. The stoppage of the clock will be because of the turnover on downs. So Shikalimi will have the ball. First and 10 at the 13. 7:04 to go here in the game. Don't forget, coming up in the postgame, the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. The play we think made the difference in the ball game. Braves are short a player. They're going to get another one in as the clock begins to wind now.
There's another player coming in.
Well, they're starting to get some situational substitutions or some individual substitutions, put it that way. New quarterback for Shikellamy is Brubaker. Brubaker will hand it off over to the right side and looking for and finding a whisker of running room there. Is that Caleb Yoder, the sophomore?
42.
Oh, no, it was.
It was 42. That
That's
was
Joel Dirk.
Joel Dirk ran that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It didn't look like Joel's running style.
It did not.
I will agree with you 100%.
It did not. I got completely confused for a minute.
It was him.
It doesn't take much to completely confuse me. I was going to say, Yoder has been a quarterback in some of the situations that I've been understanding, but nevertheless, here's a run play, and this one's going to go to Brubaker. Brubaker to the 30. He's going to outrun Guthrie to the 50, to the 40, to the 30, and he's just brought down at the 30 and a flag all the way back at the 42-yard line.
You are kidding me.
I mean, this is miles away from the play. It is at the hash mark when the play's on the sidelines, and it is a blindside block against Shikellamy. It is an unnecessary and or blindside block well behind the play. And again, as we talked about in the first half when Jersey Shore got called for it, this has been a point of emphasis basically at the high school and collegiate levels this year. And what I'm talking about is a block that is so far behind the play that it is not necessary to make. And a blindside block is a block that you just literally obliterate somebody when they're not even anywhere looking for, or their head's in front.
They're back where they started.
Just about. That penalty.
After a 50-yard run.
Yeah, that penalty was ran it all the way, or the play ran it all the way down to the 30. It actually comes back to the Shikellamy 27-yard line. The flag was thrown at about the 45 and 15 yards from there. Here comes the near side as Meneer. Meneer has a hole. Meneer to the middle of the field, breaks a tackle at the 40. Down to the 50, and inside Jersey Shore territory, they'll spot him at the 46-yard line.
Nice run by Nate. Found the hole, got up the field, didn't do any left and right. Right up the field, picked up the first down. Showed a little burst of speed there too, Kevin.
Absolutely did. Nice run there to the 46-yard line.
There's no doubt that the six officials are here tonight.
30 yards on the run.
We know you're here.
Here's the handoff to Meneer once again. Nice hole up the middle. He gets bounced around like a pinball, though, is coming in to make the tackle at the last second was Hunter Francis, the sophomore, and that one would have broken it big, too.
And, you know, all they're doing is running sweep, and both times Nate's turned up field. That time after he got hit, he bounced outside and still picked up a yard.
Gain of four brings up second down and 6, clock winding with 4:30 to go. Taking a look at the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out-of-town scoreboard. Lewisburg now leading Shamokin 28-20 in the fourth on 100.9 The Valley. Brubaker now will hand it off. Running it this time is Semko. Semko off the right side. Picks up a couple of yards. Only his 11th carry of the season. Give him 3 on that one. We'll bring up third down and 2.
You know, Brubaker was the backup quarterback last year, and, you know, he kind of got out of that because he was, you know, playing wide receiver and defensive back, but with the injury to the sophomore, all right,
Brandon Wortman,
he's had to come back and into his old digs, Kevin. Move back into his old digs and play quarterback.
Caleb Yoder in the game. He's on the far side of the field as a receiver. Here's the handoff down to Meneer. Meneer gets some blocking in front of him. He's got the first down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. Shikellamy's offense trying to punch one in here as they reach the end of the game here with 3:30 to go and a running clock, trailing at 39-2. Braves with a double off the wall in the third. Speaking of a double off the wall, we'll have Phillies baseball coming up for you immediately following our broadcast. How was that for a segue?
That was good. That was good. Too bad the Phillies couldn't have got that last game down.
That would have been big. Here's the handoff going to the right side is Semko. Semko breaks the tackle, spins off another one down to the 29-yard line, and is met and dropped at the 29-yard line there by number 21, McCullough. And in Cleveland, top of the seventh inning, the Indians lead the Phillies 4-2. We'll join that in progress immediately following our post-game wrap-up.
It might be over till then, Kevin.
I don't know. Brubaker under center. One receiver to the near side. That's Pfeiffer. And a long count by Brubaker. Back to pass. Sets up. Looking for Pfeiffer. He's got Pfeiffer open. Touchdown! Shikalimi!
Nice throw. Excellent throw by Brubaker.
Right on the money.
And good job, Pfeiffer. Good concentration because the corner was right in his face and he caught it. So good for the Braves, all right? That was a long drive that was even deterred by one of your unnecessary block calls, all right?
Pfeiffer, first touchdown catch of the season and of his career. And passing, Brubaker, first touchdown pass of Brubaker's career, I believe.
And they got some good running by Nate Manier that time in Simcoe. So Braves with a nice drive. And I know it's only going to make it 39-8 or 39-9, but it's a score, yes.
Ginton is ready to go on the hold from Balestrini. Snap is good, sets down, the kick is up, drifting to the left upright, and it is no good. So Gittens, who is perfect on field goals, including a long of 27, one of four now on PATs, and the Braves now trail it with 2:20 remaining here in the game, 39-8.
Kevin, you know, I'll bet, and it's always easy to sit back after things have happened. I wonder if the Braves, you know, would have come up here and went run spread. You know, it just seemed like the spread offense caused some problems.
It did definitely cause Jersey Shore some defensive problems. There's no question about that. You know, it's funny. I'm sorry. I don't mean to change mid-thought, but everybody's kind of mulling around here. I'm not quite sure what's going on.
Well, they don't know which. First of all, the official has to take the ball to the yard line where you're going to kick off.
Players follow the ball.
So if you go to where Jersey Shore is, that's the wrong 40-yard line.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing you know, it's like a bunch of lemmings out there, all right? Hey, follow me over the cliff. Like I said, the officials have definitely
been noticed
tonight.
Yes. Shikalimi now not setting up, it would appear, for the onside. However, Jersey Shore has their good hands team in. Now, Shikalimi does have an onside that they have worked on this year where Gittens doesn't kick it, but Gittens is running up to it, and he is booting it. And it is taken deep at about the 4-yard line. Coming up to the middle of the field with it is Stets. Breaks it. I'm going to correct that. That's not Stets. That's Malicki. Malicki breaks another tackle at the 30. Now to the 40-yard line and is finally dropped down at the 40-yard line. And it is Colton Simcoe that makes the tackle. They do have an onside kick, but that one was not it. And Shikalimi has a player down at the 25-yard line, so the clock will stop with 2:08 to go here in this final stanza. Sunbury Motors game night coming up on Eagle 107 and Eagle107.com and also on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app with Sean Carey tonight. You can tune there immediately following our broadcast, or just click Eagle 107 on the SBC app. A bye week for the Nittany Lions and the Bucknell Bison. Bison have tomorrow off. They'll host Princeton at Christie next Saturday. Penn State taking a Saturday off for the bye week. Big Ten play starts 1 week from tonight against Maryland in Maryland.
Come on, guys. Let the guy get off the field.
You can't line up and play offense when the guy's still at the numbers coming off the field.
Oh.
Now, don't forget, the Braves are at Central Mountain Friday night, and we'll have that for you on 100.9 The Valley due to Penn State football here on WKOK. Here's the give over to the right side, and that is a number that is not on our roster. Oh, yes, it is, number 3. It's Steinbacher. The new quarterback is Brendan Wary.
Chad Rule in on the tackle there, Kevin. For the Braves.
Finishing the thought that I was having there moments ago, Shikalimi, WKOK's broadcast of Shikalimi Braves football coming to 100.9 The Valley next Friday night. So look for us there. Penn State here on WKOK next Friday. And here's the handoff. And there is very little room there for Steinbacher.
Braden D in on the tackle. Along with A couple other big guys in there. Jake Reedy down underneath it. And number 65, Caleb Cashner.
So Jersey Shore ready to go to 3-2 on the season, while the Braves are going to fall to 0-5 with a minute 5 to go in this one. Wary under center again with a long count. He'll pitch the ball outside to Steinbacher. Steinbacher dropped behind the line. Tackled by Draper Buck, the 5'11", 155-pound junior.
Nice job. That's a very good job of running him down.
So this will likely be the final play on 4th down and 4 from the 47-yard line.
I'd run the ball. If they, you know, I know they're going to punt, but you'd probably just as easy to just run the ball.
And back deep for Shikellamy will be Pfeiffer. Anderson will punt the ball away for his 4th punt of the evening. He'll let the play clock run down to, it's down to 8 now. Now he'll take a low snap. He'll just kind of pooch one out there, and it is down at the 29-yard line. Guthrie caught that one like he wanted to return it at the 31.
Good hustle by Guthrie to get down there.
Hey,
that was not a high punt either. You know.
No, it was not.
Braves will have one more play here, won't
they?
Nope, they won't. They're going to...
Nope, they'll start the clock because of the mercy rule now. So Shikellamy will not get an opportunity to play a play, and they will not take a timeout. And the clock will wind down to all zeros, and Jersey Shore will come out with a 39-8 win, but the Braves were able to get a touchdown pass late in the game. And that one got Shikellamy on the offensive side of things on the board as Brubaker fired at the Pfeiffer, and the touchdown reception got Shikellamy some offensive points. We'll wrap this one up when we return to Thompson Street Stadium. Jersey Shore 39, Shikellamy 8. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming give students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this? This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Football season's here. Are you watching your favorite team on a small and bulky TV? Would you like to be able to see your team scoring that touchdown up close and personal? At Aaron's Rentals, they can help you take that TV home. Courtney at Aaron's says now's the time to come in and talk to her. There are great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery, flexible payments, easy pay, and 6 months same as cash. Visit Aaron's new location, 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove, or aarons.com/Sealands Grove.
Customized tutoring services provide students one-on-one tutoring opportunities, including math. Supplement students' math content from pre-algebra to calculus. Continue the education conversations outside of school. CTS introduces students to different perspectives and study habits for improving retention, understanding, and test scores. Your student can join the hundreds in our valley who've been motivated and educated by CTS. Sign up now. CTS Downtown Lewisburg on Facebook and CustomizedTutoringServices.com. Customized tutoring services for every age and any stage.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit secv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Iowa Bulldogs did most of their damage in the first half, but the Braves were able to find two bright spots, a defensive safety on a fumble in the end zone after a Shikellamy drive led to a turnover and a pass interception at the five-yard line. Jersey Shore fumbled the snap, and it went into the end zone. They recovered it, but it was for a safety, and then the Braves were able to get a nice 24-yard pass from number two quarterback, Mason Brubaker, tonight, as he hit Pfeiffer down the sidelines. And Pfeiffer did actually it was a perfect pass and a really nice job of getting a little bit of separation from the defender without causing offensive pass interference, and went up, got the ball, brought it down for the touchdown. And unfortunately, that became the bright spot of the night for Shikellamy.
Good concentration, all right, that time. Okay, that was good concentration by Pfeiffer because, you know, he had hands in his face and that stuff from the defender. But like I said, it was a bright spot.
Some really good games going on right now on the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. Well, one of them actually came out to an end. Berwick now defeating Selins Grove 23-7. Sean Carey with Sunbury Motors Game Night coming up in just a few minutes on Eagle 107. So you can flip over there shortly. Lewisburg right now leading Shamokin by 2, 28-26. That game is in the fourth quarter at Christy Mathewson Memorial Stadium. And Greg Wetzel, Justin Michaels have that for you on a 100.9 The Valley. Well, it's time now for our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. And, Chief, there's a lot of plays to call, but, boy, Shikellamy got a turnover on that first series. It looked like they were going to start moving the ball, but then the big run from Malicki just started the snowball.
Yeah, that was the first shock, but I think the next time they got the ball, Larson ran that touchdown in, and that was it.
That became the third score of the game and made it 20-0, and you're absolutely right. Larson, on a beautiful play fake to Malicki, keeps it on his right hip, runs it around the right side, and I don't think anybody even came close to getting a hand on Larson before he raced in 47 yards for the touchdown. And that becomes our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Shamokin Dam Health Center and Workplace Injury Institute, offering medical care, chiropractic care, rehabilitation, and more. On Monday, give them a call, 570-743-4333. So the Braves fall to 0-5 on the season. Jersey Shore will improve now to 3-2. And Shikellamy next in action, back up this way again. On probably, and I'm sorry, I don't want to take anything away from Central Mountain, so don't read anything into it. It's not a gimme by any means, but it is a game that if you look at for both of these teams, you had to have circled on your schedule that this might be our most competitive game of the season, no matter which side of the football you're on next Friday.
I'm sure Central Mountain's looking forward to Shikellamy coming up there also, Kevin, because they're looking at teams that are both struggling as far as scoring points and winning football games. You know, this is a good Jersey Shore football team. This is going to be interesting, you know, when comes time for districts, because, you know, I'm sure they'll end up playing Selins Grove one way or another again.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Selins Grove makes some adjustments that they were not able to make in the first meeting.
But if Selins Grove has to come back up here, it'd be tough.
Yeah, listen, this is a tough place to play. I don't know if it's the drive. I don't know if it's the atmosphere. But this place can be very, and it's very quaint, and it can be very intimidating as well.
It's always Halloween up here, too.
It's always orange and black.
Everywhere,
exactly right. Shikellamy really struggled moving the football. Don't have the final numbers just yet, but I know barely had 70 yards offense in the first half. Picked up a little bit more in the second half during the mercy rule when they were able to move the ball a little bit more with some of the second teamers in.
Well, when they came out and they spread everything out and they made some pass plays, they got some first downs. Balestrini had a nice run for a first down, and you know, that's right, that was right before they got the safety. But again, they got some good runs then in the fourth quarter from Nate Menier and Semko. And then, of course, the pass play from Brubaker down to number 80.
Pfeiffer.
Yeah, to Pfeiffer, all right. And like I said, it wasn't a lot. But like you said, it's something. It's something to Pfeiffer kind of had a coming-out game tonight.
I thought he did. Yeah, he really made some nice blocks on some of these wide receiver screens that they ran in the second half. Also made some really good catches. And Again, I think Balestrini really had the ball on the money. He's definitely a stronger arm than he had a year ago at this time.
But for tonight, the first half, he was just running for his life.
Well, most of the game he was. And you know, until they went to the spread and went to the shotgun, you know, he was running back and not only trying to find his receivers, but he was also trying to dodge a lot of Jersey Shore Orange trying to make a tackle on him. And he did take a couple of tough hits too back there, Kevin.
Our computer service by the name of Don Leitzel gave us the final numbers of the game. Nettles with 7 carries for 22 yards. Durr with 9 for 38. Ballastrini 6 carries, 21 yards. That's a total of, when you add everything up, and Meniere's 3 for 35 there in the second half, late running. 32 for 124 on the ground. Braves 9 of 27, 3 interceptions, 132 yards, and a touchdown. Brubaker threw that touchdown, and that one was caught by Pfeiffer. And Pfeiffer ended up with 4 catches for 52 yards, leading the way for the Braves with that touchdown. Braves with 256 yards offense, most of those coming in the second half. Jersey Shore had Lorson with 3 carries for 61 yards. Maliki had 15 and a touchdown. Maliki had 15 carries, 65 yards. He actually had a couple of touchdowns in the game on the ground. 3 touchdowns throwing the ball for Lorson. Finished 10 of 14, an interception, 3 touchdowns, 210 yards. 198 yards on the ground. That would come out to a grand total of 399 yards offense. One of the big differences in the game, the Braves turned the ball over 3 times, Jersey Shore just on that first series. 6 penalties for 66 yards, Shikonomi, Jersey Shore, 3 penalties for 37. So that's some of the final numbers in the game. Thanks to Don Leitzel, who helps us out with the numbers. Appreciate all his help over the years. And, of course, makes us sound pretty smart basketball season, too, because he does all the numbers there, too.
And I'm not even in the house tonight. He's got them to me.
And you already have them from the iPad.
Unbelievable.
That's right. Chief, your final thoughts here on tonight's game as the Braves get ready for Central Mountain 1 week from tonight. Again, that game moving to 100.9 The Valley due to Penn State Maryland being here on WKOK on Friday night. Thank you, Big Ten, for Friday night college football. I mean, really? I mean, you're in a neck of the woods where high school football rules on Friday night, and you want to move a game to Friday. All right, I'm done off my soapbox.
Well, now, I forgot what you asked me. My final thoughts.
Your final thoughts.
It gets harder and harder every week for the staff to keep these kids motivated, but they've got to just regroup, and they made some significant changes this week, both in offense and especially on defense. So you got to keep going with that and see what happens next week against Central Mountain, and then after that we've got Lewisburg at home, and then Holy Redeemer, and finish up with Shamokin and Milton. So the last 4 games are at home.
Yeah, that's the benefit of the change in schedule. There's going to be a lot of home football yet to come for the Shikellamy Braves, and we'll have it for you here on WKOK coming up in the month of October. Once again, our final score, it was Jersey Shore 39 and Shikellamy 8. Braves will next be in action against Central Mountain 1 week from tonight. That game on 100.9 The Valley and WVOY.com. That will be starting at 6:30 with a pregame. Kickoff is at 7 from Central Mountain with the Chief Dave Ritchie and myself. For the Chief and our studio producers Nick Thompson, no relation to the Street Stadium, and Mark Lawrence, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves football. The Braves fall to Jersey Shore 39-8. The Phillies trail Cleveland 4-2, bottom of the 7th. That's coming up in progress next here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Good night.